Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
In the North State, becoming best in the North State means a lot. And Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. For Orchard Nutrition Center, it just comes naturally. A sincere thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to overview what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio specifically, with our countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 27th to February 1st. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues, not necessarily in any order. Jennifer Horn is here from the TJV program. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in the nation's capital. Normally, we take apart the story. Sometimes we talk about the people. Maybe we can sort of intertwine these things. Looking at this list, some of them are, in my own cognizance, more important than others, but that may be not what you all agree to. I would guess, and because Jennifer is here, not only does she do this program, the DJV program, but she also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, The Answer, with Brian Whitman. So you're basically talking about Trump all the time. You are, and Whitman is talking about the other side. That's the yin and the yang of that sort of a radio program, pretty common formula. When you talk about the border, or you talk about the investigation, or whatever it is, the presidential candidates, which I think, frankly, is more interesting than of all of the sort of stories, at least the top five stories, the number of presidential candidates on the Democratic side, what's the agenda. Cory Booker, I think, is the latest one to announce he's running for president. He's the junior senator from New Jersey. He's been all over Twitter as the week ends. You had Howard Schultz say he would run this week as an independent. And how many other people are in this list, Jennifer? Who's credible and who's not?
Well, I think it's important to note that not everybody has declared officially. Officially declared on the Democratic side, Cory Booker, of course, one of the most recent. Kamala Harris is there as well. Julian Castro, who's a former HUD secretary for the Obama administration. Elizabeth Warren has an exploratory committee. Kirsten Gillibrand has an exploratory committee. Howard Schultz has not officially put his name in the ring. He is actually doing a 30-day listening tour, month-long, where he's traveling around the country to kind of float the idea of him as president while he sells his book. I think he's been the most interesting to watch because I think for people who feel left behind by a very far left-leaning Democratic Party, almost bridging on socialism in the direction that the Democrats are going, I think he is a good alternative. I also think for Republicans who are feeling left behind by Trump and feeling like he's a little too brash or aggressive or uses Twitter too much, and some independents in the middle who are just looking for something in between, I think Howard Schultz is actually a very viable third-party candidate. Would he have enough support to win? Probably not. Would, at the end of the day, it ultimately probably be more helpful to President Trump if he ran? Probably. Yep. And that's why Democrats are coming out hard against Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Everybody go buy your Starbucks this morning. Let's support Howard Schultz.
Well, they're even talking about boycotting. There's already super PACs forming on the Democratic side of the aisle to take on
Starbucks.
Howard Schultz. Yeah, and to boycott Starbucks as a corporation.
Run, Howard, run.
I will.
Oh, Bernie's in. We can't forget Bernie. Bernie's in too.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a redo.
Yeah, and so
Schultz is certainly Trump's candidate. Trump was saying at a fundraiser just a few days ago at the Trump Hotel that he had tweeted earlier in the day about Schultz just to encourage him really to run because he thought it would help him. So we know who Trump thinks would be the good one for him.
And the way he baited him was just beautiful. Schultz doesn't have the guts to run.
Right. People who don't understand President Trump ought to watch professional wrestling. I was a kid that was like brought up on professional wrestling, and that's what he does when he gives his opponents a nickname, when he kind of baits them into these uncomfortable positions.
The schoolyard bully.
Well, I don't even know if it's a schoolyard bully. I think he's very aware of how people react to certain things, and he pokes.
Bully. Yeah,
but I don't think that Schultz was in the least bit enamored or concerned or bothered.
Nah.
No, I don't think he reacted to it at all. But I think it was significant from Trump's point of view that he is spending his time. He's asking his friends on the phone, on his unsecured cell phone, and his advisors, and wanting to know how has the shutdown damaged him? How is it damaging him in polls? And how is it damaging, if at all, his 2020 re-election chances, as he also looks at the possible Democrats who are going to run, because that's what he's looking at right now.
All right, tell me whether you think all of you, let me go around the room here, what's relevant. On Morning Joe, Joe asked Howard Schultz how much a box of Cheerios costs, and Schultz didn't know. I don't know why, whether
it was Mika Brzezinski who said, I have four questions for you. Why do you want to run for president? Why are you qualified? But then her last one was, how much does a box of Cheerios cost? And it was designed, obviously, to make Howard Schultz look like he is out of touch with regular people.
Right.
But
like George
what
Bush
I think
did,
backfired.
You know, how much a bread.
Well, a gallon of gasoline. I think a gallon of gasoline is a better question because that's something that most Americans have to deal with. But I can tell you, half the country, I haven't bought a box of cereal in 7 years. I couldn't tell.
I won't have it in the house.
Right, me neither, Victoria.
If I have cereal in the house, I eat it.
Exactly.
Look, if I may, the large box of Life cereal runs $2.49 at my local Acme. However, I can get on sale at Giant for a dollar. May I now be president?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Well,
I'll go to an Aldi store. It's only at $1.99 because everything is cheaper there.
I eat a better cereal than you do, Rick. I eat peanut butter Captain Crunch, and I think you should vote for me.
Good for you, Richie. There's a great example.
Chocolate-coated sugar bombs. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, Cory Booker says that his campaign is built on love, and he says he loves Donald Trump. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the women on The View shredding him to pieces with their own brand of love like they did with Howard Schultz you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Cory Booker and Kamala Harris go at it, and I can't wait to see the campaign stickers. I mean, clearly it's got to be Spartacus 2020, right? That's going to be what his campaign's centered around, right?
Why?
Because he said that it could be his Spartacus moment during the Kavanaugh hearings when he released documents that he
I thought it was because he had a shaved
naughty.
Head like Spartacus did.
Yeah. I have a question, especially for folks in California. So Kamala Harris is running, and she's very, very popular on the left. Everyone loves her. She's great. What's going to happen when someone actually does confront her on something of which she was very, very proud, which is separating moms and their kids when their kids were guilty of truancy? And then she says,
she is on the left, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think what interests me about Kamala Harris, and to answer your question, Rick, she's not super popular in the state of California. People vote for her because people just vote for the Democrat that's on the ballot, and that just seems to be that Republicans are getting shut out. So in that way, I guess she is popular. But I can't say people are going, oh, we have to have more of her. But I do think it's interesting to watch the push that the DNC is giving her. And I was one of the people who thought that, I didn't believe some of the pundits that said there'll be 40 candidates on the Democratic ticket, but I imagined that there would be about 30. And while I think there will still be many, maybe in the league of what Republicans saw in 2016, I'm watching the DNC look at Kamala Harris as their next golden child, as their next Barack Obama. And I'm wondering if the pressure on people like maybe Joe Biden will be so intense that he'll decide not to run, even though I think he's probably the most viable threat to President Trump if they were going to go head-to-head in a matchup in 2020.
So the Willie Brown thing didn't hit her at all then?
Not a blip.
The
big mistake, you know, for the DNC, one of many mistakes, if it's going to make this mistake, as it's made so many other mistakes, is if it's looking at Kamala Harris or anybody else as the next Barack Obama. There is no next Barack Obama. Every candidate is an individual candidate.
Yep.
Barack Obama made it very clear over the last 2 months, or 2 years, actually, there isn't a next this or next thing. You've got to get over it, get over me, move on.
Yep. Speaking of that,
you were never into him, but you know the point. The point is, move on, get on with your lives, guys.
All right, so the last comment I'm going to make is, once again, my complete annoyance, not a little, but complete annoyance with this Ocasio, whatever her name is, Cortez from New York.
Doug, you've got to get help.
Yeah, I know I need help. Because somebody calls me a sexist because
thing. You're an older white male. You're a misogynist, sexist, racist.
That's what I am.
You need to accept her stance on Venezuela. Yeah.
I know. She said Howard Schultz and other billionaires should not run for the presidency. They don't have a grasp on reality or whatever. They haven't worked their way up. Obviously, she doesn't know anything about Schultz, who started from nothing and created a business that is a great American brand. So, fact
it depends
that,
on the
Bloomberg
billionaire,
the
you're absolutely right. It depends on the billionaire, but you have an issue with Alex.
I do. Is that,
Because you're a sexist.
That's it.
Or because you're weirdly attracted to her and
it makes
it
uncomfortable.
You need help, buddy.
I need help, right. All right, for
it's
those of you who need...
You would use the word weirdly.
1-800-ALEX, Doug.
1-800-GET-HELP. All right, so here's a helpful tip for those of you who are not having a good night's rest. Not sleeping well. Don't have my pillows around. You want to get the most comfortable pillow ever on the market, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. The easiest way for you to get a great night's rest is to fill up your house. You got 4 bedrooms, then buy a bunch of these pillows, put them in every bedroom. The pillows that my pillow makes, I've got them. Jennifer's got them. We really have. Richie, you've got some of them. I don't know about the rest of you, but MyPillow.com is a place to go. Use the DJV code, and you can buy all the pillows that you want at half price. You can buy, there's an array of things that affect your sleep. Mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of them fabulously priced. For those of you who use the DJV code, I don't have to tell you that this time of year, with the cold weather, we need to get cozy in our beds and have a good night's rest. Best way to do it is to go to MyPillow.com. If you have never tried their product, try a couple of them. See how they work. Save over 50% on things like their Premium Plus pillows using the DJV code. That's it. Easy, simple, and to the point. Get a great night's rest. Be comfortable. Sleep well with the MyPillow pillows. Premium, king size, queen size, you name it, you'll get them. MyPillow.com. Save all the money using the code DJV. Calitrin. This certainly worked for me. After the first bottle, I was sleeping better. After the second bottle, I noticed my clothes fitting better. After my third bottle, I started losing pounds seriously. I'm currently on my fourth bottle, still losing pounds. This is something that you have to dedicate yourself to, trust that it will work, and keep going. It's not just a 1 month and out thing, right?
That's right. It's not a magic pill. You know, we say it is not a quick fix fad product. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But with this product, you're going to see these results come off the right way, the healthy way, by giving your body back what it needs.
So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV. The DJV program, happy to promote this product. And as a matter of fact, when you buy 3 bottles, you get the 4 one free. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ways for you to understand what's going on in the News Talk Radio business at the hands of experts. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden at Radio America. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. I think we've gone through enough of the conversation about number five presidential candidates. And a list of them here, three or four of them listed on the people list. I think it was interesting, Chris Christie making the rounds this week. He was on The View. Anybody see that, Victoria? Did you see? I think, I don't know why I went to you asking the question, but I figured if anybody...
Yes, did, yes,
you're
I did.
Because you're sexist and she's the girl here.
That's okay. Right, I'm the girl. I did see... I'm a girl. I did see part of that. I just think it's fascinating how he's very careful not to throw President Trump under the bus, although President Trump had no problem throwing him under the bus, right. But he's very keen to throw the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, under the bus. And he also...
Tell that story.
He threw Jared Kushner's father in prison.
Yeah. Right.
And thinks that his father is scum and disgusting, and basically thinks that Jared Kushner is at the root of everything that's wrong in the White House, which is interesting, but doesn't comport with what pretty much everybody else says, even though...
Well, but does that help his chances of getting in? He still seems to want to get into the inner circle here.
No.
That's got to be uncomfortable at the Christmas party.
No. Yeah.
No, he's not going to make it in? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not going to make it in. Do you really think that Ivanka is going to make a case to Daddy once her hubby's been trashed?
Yeah. So what did he say? Just to kind of get away from the Trump stuff, what did he say about Bridgegate? Everybody that interviews him always asks him that question, and he usually ducks it pretty well. Did he duck it this time?
Well, I mean, his position basically is that he didn't know.
Yeah, I know he said that, but do we believe that he didn't know?
Well, I've got a bridge, and I can sell you one.
Okay, I guess the answer to that is let's keep moving. All right, one of the big items here, obviously the discussion, the Super Bowl, sports talk radio and things related to sports, always number 10. So the Super Bowl and the things that are being done. I guess the biggest controversy is what happened to New Orleans and whether the coach did a number on Goodell with his T-shirt. He had a T-shirt. I don't know if you saw this or not. He was wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of Goodell on it with a clown nose. And somebody in the league says, we're going to fine you for that. That's disrespectful. Well, why not be disrespectful? Goodell is a jerkleburger.
Well,
yes,
I think what might come out of that is that they might have limited reviews of penalties that are bad penalties that are called. So that's what they're looking at right now.
So how would they do that, Richie? What would be the way of...
Well, currently, like in the New Orleans game where there was defensive, you know, just, I mean, it was all over them. There's nothing you can do about it. The play's over. The ref called what they called, but now they will be able to throw the red flag one time per game or something to challenge the non-call or the call on the play.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good move?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
That much
the Saints were totally robbed. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They were.
Can I say?
It's just part of football. It's the way it works. You know, it is what it is.
Go ahead, Victoria.
No, I was just going to say this is the one time of the year I'm not the only person who has to learn Latin.
Huh. Well, because of Super Bowl and whatever.
I had to learn Latin in school. Now everybody else does.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just learned how to read the clock. It used to be the old clocks. Or maybe I'm aging myself. The clocks were all in Roman numerals when I was in school. And that's how we learned what the Roman numerals were all about. Coming up next, the border wall battle, number one this week on the countdown. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Matt. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clydes' knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Talk Radio Review with a lot of great talk. I don't know, a lot. With a number, with a few, with some. Good Talk Radio people. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware is here, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. She's here. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and I'm Doug Steffen. We go through the stories. Number one this week, the border wall battle. Is it really politics as usual? Is it annoying? Is it disturbing? Yeah. I think, actually, I mean, we can spend a little time on it. I think the cold weather is a more interesting conversation, but what do you all think about what's going on? I mean, is there anything different really this week?
How about this fentanyl bust that came over the border?
Okay.
For all the people who say that, you know, oh, the drugs don't come from Mexico. Well, the largest fentanyl bust in history, 250 pounds of fentanyl in a truck, with a landscaping truck coming over the border from Mexico. And what I don't know is whether it came in a legal crossing and they just found it, or whether it was somewhere hiding.
It came through a legal crossing.
Through a legal crossing.
Which is where most of how the drugs are coming. They
right.
come through legal points of entry through remarkably silly people who don't seem to get that that's where they get stopped by coming through repeatedly through legal points of entry, and that's where the drugs and. Yeah, that's what happens. And yeah, it was massive bust.
Victoria, the 90% of the drugs are coming across the regular ports of entry. But on the other hand, though, you take a look at this, $5.7 billion. It takes that much money to run the government for 11 hours. Do you really think that that Trump would not accept $3 billion, run the government for 6 hours, and they could actually get this done? It's a power play. And right now, Pelosi and Schumer are winning the power play at the expense of the pawns. And those pawns happen to be the 800,000 federal workers, don't you think?
I don't think that's the conversation.
It is yesterday, because who was the senator that wanted to give the federal workers a raise for all of their time in trouble and having to put up with the shutdown? And then another Republican senator came back and said, well, the raise that you are proposing could have paid for the wall and not shut down the government.
It is a game.
And they are the pawns. Yeah.
Well, they are pawns. No, there's no question but that they are pawns. But I don't think the conversation is one versus the other. I think there are several different conversations going on. And, I mean, if we're going to talk about drugs rather than immigration, those are two different but connected conversations. If we're going to talk about drugs, why is the fentanyl coming in? I mean, it's not coming in just to...
Because we use it, right.
Exactly, because we use it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's always been my thing.
Smuggle it in.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
It's not our fault or their fault. This thing becomes so contorted, really, really contorted. Here's something that I believe, number six on the countdown this week. You can find this list, by the way, at talkers.com, the China trade war, et cetera, et cetera. What I think, not the trade war so much, what's more important to me anyway, are the number of people who are coming into Los Angeles, coming into San Francisco, coming into Miami, coming into New York, who are here on so-called tours. What they are babies coming from, or mothers who are pregnant in their eighth month usually, who come on scheduled tours to America, and they have their babies here. The Russians are doing it on the East Coast, the Chinese are doing it on the West Coast, and there are thousands and thousands of these babies being born in this country every year. I think that is, if there is one outrage, this is the outrage of all of the things that are going on. We spent all this time talking about the damn border wall and the politics of it. Meanwhile, everybody's turning a blind eye to this. These people are coming here by the thousands.
Yeah, they need to shut
and
that
some
off,
of them
like
pay
Toronto.
$30,000 or $40,000
right.
to come here to drop
More.
Their babies. More.
More. $100,000. They've just done some major busts of these. Yeah. And they even encouraged some of the Chinese people, women, to say, it wasn't true actually because they were coming in on the West Coast, to say that they were going to stay at the Trump Hotel because they thought that would make it more likely that they were going to get in.
That's awful.
Included in the tours were Gucci shopping sprees, things like this. This is absolutely and completely immoral, and this needs to be cracked down on
Why is it taking so long? It's been going on for decades.
It is being cracked down because they found it remarkably hard to find these rings. They're very well organized.
I mean, they're advertised in newspapers in all other countries.
Yeah, right. Yeah, come to America and have your baby.
There's Facebook ads.
All over. In Ukraine.
Well,
and,
they're cracking down on it now. They are cracking down on it now. But, you know, there are some other very scary... Also, in addition to this, not even... you're talking about... the number six thing. You were talking about China, but there's one thing I think we should talk about with regard to Russia. If we're talking about China, we always have to talk about Russia, which is that this weekend we are likely to announce the suspension of the 1987 nuclear forces treaty with Russia.
Not likely.
On the long run.
definitely
well, I know,
will.
But I'm saying that because...
Why are we doing that?
At the time we're speaking, it hasn't happened yet. So
and
I'm being cautious. Because it's a long-running accusation, which is pretty accurate, really, that Moscow's violating its terms. Of course, Russia accuses the U.S. of breaking the treaty, too. So, and then America will withdraw completely after 6 months. Now, starting this weekend, Saturday, the U.S. would be free to begin testing or deploying its own weapons. So that's great. Let's start testing again. And, of course, then Russia will start testing again, and then that's fun, isn't
it? And then,
That the United States put on the Russians to be able to say, okay, let's save this treaty, they cannot meet at this point before the period ends. So at this point, it's a done deal. It's pretty much going to happen.
Oh, it is. So, one has to speak. In my way, just have to be cautious when you say these things, because something could happen. I mean, the Secretary of State could, bump into a panda on the way to making the announcement, and the announcement might not happen. But the zoo's opening.
Why, because the cold weather and the pandas are all over the place? They love the cold weather.
The bears are out. They like it, yeah.
Yeah, I promised we'd talk about... Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just say, Victoria, I find it interesting. You think we need to be careful how we talk about this. I would suggest doing our testing in Russia.
Okay, then.
There you go. Rick, always good with a jolly idea, Jensen. The weather, I promised we'd talk about the weather and all of the outrageous, the extreme conversations about extremities. At least in my mind, some of them are pretty foolish. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here because that is the number four item on the countdown sheet this week. Power swabs, number one for having the greatest impression, the most lasting impression. Power swabs gets rid of the stains on your teeth. If you have ugly, yellow teeth, gross. Time for you to get your most unforgettable feature back into true form. The perfect solution... Risk-free, by the way, to get a more confident you is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs has become the world's most famous, most used teeth whitening system, and it's because it's so advanced. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. You break the tube open, take the swab, swab your teeth, and watch them as they get whiter, and you do it over a period of time, 10, 12 applications every 5, 6, 7 days. And watch the stains go away. It takes the stains out of the enamel. It does not remove the enamel, which is what all the rest of those things do. Yeah, it's very important to understand that. Power swab, super fast, super easy, and dentist and hygienist approved. So if you like to drink coffee and wine and tea and that sort of thing, or if you're still silly enough to be smoking, then you need this to get rid of that. The stains come from... those sorts of things. Get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Call now. Use the DJV code, and you will buy the Power Swabs at half the retail price. Wow. What an extravaganza. You'll have great teeth, very inexpensively done. You can do it yourself. It's a DIY job and opportunity. 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get them right away. Use the DJV code and you get them at half the retail price. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official story. So I'd like to review for you the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. The end of January is the focus. Super Bowl is obviously going to be there when it comes to talking about sports. The Super Bowl is it. It's number 10. Number 9, the unrest continuing in Venezuela and what we ought to do about it. Number 8, Chris Christie's new book and what's in there allegation-wise and otherwise. Number 7, the controversy about the Virginia abortion bill. Number 6, the trade war continuing with the U.S. and China. Number 5, all the presidential candidates that are lining up for 2020. Number 4 has to do with the cold weather around the northern part of the country. Number 3, 2, and 1 are pretty much all the same thing rolled together. The Trump investigation, Trump and his relationship with business and the border wall. That's it. Those are the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown list.
The Talk Radio Countdown. This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America Rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
The People List from the Talk Radio Review. Folks at Talkers Magazine, who do all the research, listen to talk radio stations, programs, hosts to come up with these lists. And this is the list of the most discussed people related, obviously, to the stories that are in the top 10. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski at number 10, tied for that position. Chris Christie is in the ninth position, out with a new book, Ming Wanzhou, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I doubt that I am. Number 8, Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz and others running for the position of president in 2020. Why wait? Let's get on the ball now. Number 6, the annoying Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Dan Coats. Then 4, Robert Mueller. 3 is Roger Stone. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of annoying people on this list this week. Pelosi's at 2, and Donald Trump, the president of the United States, number 1. According to the Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the reality of the cold and all of these silly news people who are saying it's the end of the world. Look at the horrible temperatures, and it's never been like this. That's nonsense.
It's never been like this since 1966, right, when it was like
19,
this.
No, 19, I'm sorry, 2015, in my barnyard at my farm, after 11 feet of snow fell in a 3.5 week period, the temperature for 3 days in a row was 37 below zero. And with a wind chill factor, cows on my farm were dying. So, I mean, this whole business of, is there a change? Of course there's a change. Is it coming gradually? Maybe it's coming more rapidly than it did. But all of these people, there are such the huge businesses that are being built out of the climate scare. It's good investment. Frankly, many of them
are. You can make a lot of money.
Telling you there aren't changes, because there are changes, and some of them are man-caused. But to get this hoopla into this guilt thing, sometimes people don't act unless they feel guilty. But there have been substantial, huge changes, in fact, in America, with wind power in more and more places. I see the towers all over the place. I don't know whether you do. I see them in California. Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. Drive through Palm Springs. Wow.
Right. And, well, it's not just there, Richie, but it's all over the place now, upper Midwest. And the solar panels are going up everywhere. Those are two wonderful ways of dealing with all of this. But anyway,
it's all good stuff, but just the sky is falling conversation is just what gets me.
How'd you enjoy the cold in Washington this week, Victoria?
I'm loving it, looking at the snow right now. And, I like July. I like August. That's me. That's just me. I used to live in Phoenix, and I used to live in Palm Desert. And when I moved there from England, I discovered, oh, this is my spiritual home.
Yep, there you go. And you ended up in Washington. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we have, other than this Virginia abortion bill controversy, Victoria, what is that all about? What's from your perspective? We've got about 35 seconds here.
Okay, because that's a five-minute conversation. It's about Democrats being incredibly flat-footed and having feet in their mouths in the way they talked about a bill and doing nothing to get their feet out of their mouths and getting into their own mess.
Yeah, there you go. Foot in, it's hoof and mouth disease, I think, basically, isn't it? That's, or foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Being able to abort a baby at the as it's being born, basically.
Yeah. Hello and goodbye to that. All right, so there it is, Rick Jensen and his expertise from his conversational program every day on WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company on the air everywhere. Rich McFadden at Radio America, and I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Countdown Review.
The Talk Radio
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overview the top five items in terms of their veracity or their state of interest, points of interest. Victoria Keelan is here to start at number five, move to number one, and we move to Criterion. The criteria for this discussion about Criterion is what, Victoria?
Well, Criterion is a streaming service for movie buffs, and it is launching its newest streaming service, or the new version of it. It's called the Criterion Channel, and that will launch on April 8th, and they are currently opening up for signups for early subscribers. The platform will showcase the company's library of classic feature films. They also have short films, like the kind that you hear about at on the Oscars, but, you know, whenever you win, whenever someone wins Best Short Film, and there's nowhere for you to ever see them, this is actually the place. They have master classes with directors. They have all kinds of independent independent films, international films, art house, all that. And so it will be $10.99 a month or $99 for the year. And they have charter subscribers, which is those are for people who sign up right now before the service launches on April 8th, and you will get a slight discount. It will be $9.99 a month. And so the site says that they will constantly be refreshing the selection of movies, and it will be available on desktop, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one of the big tech stories of the week is a focus on a new deal between Apple and American.
Yes, if you are an Apple Music subscriber, good news if you're flying on American Airlines, you will be able to access your streaming app without having to pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi, which will save you, could be $20 a flight. And, of course, that Wi-Fi is always terrible. It's never even real Wi-Fi on any airline. And so Apple customers will, starting actually right now, it's they just launched it this week, so you can listen to your Apple Music on your PC, on your laptop, iPhone, iPad, Android devices, and on Macs. And so this is a nice, convenient thing. And Apple and American, this is the first partnership, which we'll probably see other airlines teaming up with Spotify or Pandora in the future, but Apple got the jump on this one.
All right. Number three, the U.S. has charged the Chinese with being a Chinese company with being a baddie.
Yes, and so this is a story that's been coming. This is a long time coming. This started back in 2007, I think, when this company, Huawei is actually how you say it, but it looks like Hawaii. And so the U.S. authorities and intelligence agents have been telling the government that we should not allow any American citizen to use any of their products because they've been spying on Americans, they've been spying on governments, they've been taking secrets from T-Mobile. So this is a New York grand jury gave 13 other charges on top of the initial 10-count indictment, and this is going to probably complicate things with trade talks with China because this is the prosecutors want criminal charges against this company. So this will probably end up in Donald Trump's hands as the charges get levied against them. I'm sure this is going to be negotiated away. But if you do have a cell phone or anything made by this company, it's really, really bad news. So just don't use them and don't buy them.
Number two this week is a YouTube.
YouTube. Yep. YouTube says it's changing how it recommends videos so users will see fewer conspiracy theories. Now, this is coming after lots of misinformation, and they say that this has been harmful to their users. It violates their community guidelines. Videos that promote phony miracle cures for serious illnesses. Videos that claim the earth is flat. And then there's really the crux of this is historic events like 9/11. Lots and lots of conspiracy theories. This also started last year when YouTube got a lot of criticism after a video got a lot 200,000 views suggesting that David Hogg, who was one of the students who survived the Parkland, Florida shooting, they said he was an actor and that it wasn't real. So it's about time that YouTube cracked down on this kind of stuff.
All right, number one, the big tech story of the week, focus on iPhone.
FaceTime. This was definitely a big story this week. Apple's FaceTime software, basically, if someone called you on FaceTime and if you didn't pick up the call, they could still hear you, and in some cases, they could see you through your phone. This freaked a lot of people out, and this was actually discovered by a 14-year-old kid who was playing video games using the group FaceTime.
That was really
amazing.
Yeah,
and so Apple still, they were supposed to set a new bug fix out at the end of the week, but they still haven't done that. So I would just say disable FaceTime altogether until it's actually fixed.
All right. That sounds like good advice. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen going through the top five technology stories this week for you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey.
3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Patriots match the Steelers now for the most Lombardi trophies with 6. The heat continues to be turned up on Virginia Governor Ralph Northam in the wake of a racist photo that appeared on his profile page of his 1984 medical school yearbook. The Democrat says neither of the men in the photo are him, but he did admit to darkening his face for a dance contest that same year. On ABC's This Week, NAACP President Derek Johnson said he doesn't see any way that Northam can survive the scandal.
Maybe it wasn't him in blackface. Maybe he had no input on the yearbook format. Maybe he, you know, just didn't consider it. But he's had a lot of time to respond at this juncture.
Northam said he will continue to lead while asking Virginians for their forgiveness and time to heal the hurt feelings. Automaker Nissan says its new X-Trail, originally planned for a plant in northern England, will instead now be made in Japan.
Nissan has cancelled plans to make its X-Trail SUV in Sunderland, where the automaker already employs around 7,000 workers. The decision is a sharp blow to Brexit supporters, who had fought to have the model built in northern England. The move, first reported on Saturday, has now been confirmed by the company in a letter to workers. The next generation X-Trail will instead be made in Japan. In the letter, Nissan says continued Brexit uncertainty was not helping the automaker plan adequately for the future. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Maryland authorities continue investigating a crash early Saturday morning that killed 5 children ejected from a minivan. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Toyota reports it sold 10.59 million vehicles globally last year, fewer than the 10.83 million delivered by German rival Volkswagen.
Overall, auto sales figures show Nissan Motors global sales totaled 5.65 million vehicles last year, while Renault of France, which owns 43% of Nissan, recorded global sales of 3.9 million vehicles. Nissan owns 34% of smaller Japanese rival Mitsubishi Motors, which sold 1.2 million vehicles last year. The numbers underscore intense competition among the automakers.
Jeremy House with that report. U.S. automaker General Motors was number one selling automaker for more than 7 decades before losing the title to Toyota in 2008. Its sales have shrunk in recent years, and the Detroit-based automaker is no longer really a contender in what is turning out to be a three-way race. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Pro Football Hall of Fame yesterday announced their class of 2019.
Three players in their first year of eligibility, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Tony Gonzalez, were among eight players and executives named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame at the NFL Honors Ceremony. Also named to the hall were center Kevin Mawai and defensive backs Ty Law and senior finalist Johnny Robinson. Executives selected for enshrinement were Denver Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and former Dallas Cowboys Vice President Gil Brandt. The Hall of Fame induction will take place in Canton, Ohio, August 3rd. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
Sunday birthdays. Former Senator Paul Sarbanes of Maryland, 86. Pro Football Hall of Fame Fran Tarkington, 79. Hall of Famer Bob Greasy turned 74. Actress Blythe Danner is 76. Actor Morgan Fairchild turned 69 years old. You can check out more on these stories. Townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Lady with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
Come true.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Countdown program to begin. As usual, we're here to go over the charts as the work was done for all of us by folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Go to talkers.com. You can find the list, find a lot of things that are going on in the world of talk radio. You can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there as well, all because of the sound work and thinking of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we're about to go through the top 10 stories of the week. As I say, it's because of the research that has been done at the hands of the folks at Talkers. There's a list of people that have been discussed a whole lot this week. The last week of January, first part of February, in the focus. Michael, please go through our lists for us.
Thank you for this kind intro, and I will now give you the list that was designed at the hand of the people at Talkers, which has now set foot, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor, on the top stories. At number 10, we have Super Bowl 53. At number 9, we have Venezuela unrest. At number 8, we have the Chris Christie book and the Brokaw assimilation comments. At number 7, we have the Virginia abortion bill controversy. At number 6, we have U.S.-China trade war, and that's tied with Huawei allegations. At number 5, 2020 presidential candidates are starting to line up, and there is the Democrats, what many people call a socialist agenda, that is raising eyebrows. At number 4, record Midwestern cold. And actually, it's more than just the Midwest. The whole country is cold. At number 3, Trump attacks the intel chief. At number two, the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number one, the border wall battle. Among the people in the top 10 list, we have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski sharing number 10. We have Chris Christie and Tom Brokaw sharing the number 9 spot. Meng Wanzhou of the Huawei story is at number 8. Number 7, Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz share that slot. At number 6, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 5, Dan Coats. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, Roger Stone. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald J. Trump. Interesting week.
All right. So there it is. I want to know where you will be as the Super Bowl is playing over the weekend. Where will you be watching the Super Bowl?
I'll be watching it in front of my television.
In front of your TV?
Yeah, not in back of it. I'll be in front of my television looking at the screen going, yay!
Yay! You're going to be rooting for the Patriots, of course.
Oh, absolutely I'll be rooting for the Patriots, as will everybody, as will everybody in the city of New Orleans and the city of Boston. I think the Rams have no chance today because not only do they have everybody in New Orleans wishing them hate, but they have everybody in St. Louis wishing them hate.
Because they used to be in St. Louis.
They had great fans there that were left heartbroken as they pulled up stakes and went back to Los Angeles.
Heartbroken, really?
Wow. Oh sure. When teams leave cities where the fans are loyal for greener corporate commercial pastures,
right? Make more money,
have better deals, whatever. It's really a tough thing, and that's why I have the attitude. We've talked about this before, but it kind of applies to this topic. I'm a fair weather sports fan, and that is, if my team starts losing, they're not my team anymore. I don't have time for that. The long suffering fan, that type of thing. You know, I'd put up with the Pats for a couple of years if they had a rebuilding time, but if they started to become a crummy team, toodaloo. I don't have time.
See you later.
Yeah, I mean, because the teams are not loyal to their fans, the fans are not obligated to have tremendous loyalty to the teams. I don't think. I think it's a matter of put up or shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think?
So the Patriots will put up. Well, I'm not a sports fan, so I'm not really the right one to ask. I think that I do pay attention to normally because I like to have a little fun with my colleagues on the air and people listening. So I say things that are nonsense mostly because I like to make it all look pretty silly, which it is in terms of football. The couple of teams with men trying to knock each other out or down, throwing a football around. And so what at the end of the day is accomplished by this? Lots of advertisers spend a lot of money to be exposed on this show that will have 150 million people watching it around the world and $6 billion in wages in Las Vegas on who's going to win. So it's big business. That's all it is.
Yeah. You're right about everything you've said. I can't argue with you. However, there's another angle on this. And there's something about being a sports fan and rooting for certain teams and players that has a great psychological impact on a person and a community. It's
a rallying. It's
healthy. If you don't take it too seriously and don't use it for your total life and ego or spend enormous amounts of money you can't afford on it or get too caught up in it, it really can be a very healthy endeavor. And the Super Bowl is one of the last things in American culture here in the fractionalized world of the 21st century where you actually have a majority of the population, or at least a significant percentage of them, all tuned in to the same channel at the same time. I can't think of anything else. And I think there is a mystical component to that process.
Well, it used to be that there were weekly events like Mary Tyler Moore or Carol,
Carol
30,
Burnett.
30, 40 million people a week would watch those shows. And then there were, when the president would do an address, everybody would watch that. And now that we have 500 channels and all this product that's out there, you're lucky to get 6, 7, 8 million people watching a show as a hit or a program is considered well-watched if you get as I said, 7, 8, maybe 9 million people to watch it.
Right.
That's changed. Everything has changed in that way. It's kind of like how we get our news and information. Everything is fractionalized.
Yep.
And maybe even how we get the opinions that are presented on News Talk radio programs that are fractionalized as well. We have subgroups within a subgroup that think, you know, the Democrats, there's one group, and then there are the socialists on one side, the moderates on the other, and 20 people are going to run as socialists, and 5 people are going to run as even black dog Democrats.
Yeah.
But not black dog, blue dog. What do they call them?
I think they're blue dogs.
Blue dogs, yeah. So we have a way of sort of pitching ourselves in a place that separates us rather than brings us together. So in this term, using your example, yes, it's a very good way of Americana coming together for a while in something positive versus what happened after September 11th when we all came together because of something negative. Although I think, yeah, people who don't want to see either team win won't bother to watch at all. Probably.
Yeah. There's two groups. There are people that only love their own home team and
homers.
Yeah. And don't care, and they don't watch it, or they're not interested in the teams. Then there are people who love the competition and love the spectacular nature of it, and they become a temporary fan.
Yeah.
Not with as much passion.
Big road
show. Right. They become a temporary fan of the team that...
I'm like that. I'd be happy to see the Patriots win. Like, I like the Red Sox to win. I don't pay much attention to basketball. Do you see, by the way, some of the salaries as an aside here this week? I don't want to spend all our time talking about sports, but I just was looking at the list of some of the salaries, these NBA guys, and somebody who plays for one of the teams is now a free agent, and 3 or 4 teams are looking at him to offer him $110 million for...
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And there's another kid in high school like LeBron James who looks like he might be the next LeBron James, and they're trying to offer him $18 million. How does a kid who's 18 understand even what $18 million is?
Well, it ruins a lot of lives. There's a history of young people coming into fame and fortune.
Didn't ruin LeBron James, though. A lot of people thought it would. He was very smart and has, I don't think, fallen... down that road.
After a couple of missteps in terms of his public relations, he actually has settled into being one of the elder statesmen of the National Basketball Association and of professional sports. He's looked upon now as a very wise, introspective man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Speaking of wise, Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your living, your healthy living with natural ways to shed weight without resorting to prescription diet pills. There is a substance. It's called collagen, and it is the main ingredient in Kellitrin, which comes either in capsule form or powdered form. You use this for weight loss, and I guarantee you'll be successful. Just follow the instructions on the bottle, and you will lose the weight, and you will keep it off. Not only does it get you to lose the weight, but because its main ingredient is collagen, it supports your joints, your skin, all the things. If you have arthritis, this will make a big difference in your life. So let's go to Kellitrin and see if we can't help you lose the weight without going on crazy exercise programs or diets, even worse. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's DJV, 10% off the product and a free bottle when you buy 3 of Kellitrin. It'll get you off the merry-go-round of weight gain, and you'll lose the weight. Take a while. It's not going to happen like some of these. I was listening to an ad for one of these products, 13 pounds in a week. Nope, not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Kellitrin. But the weight will come off safely, and it'll stay off. That's kind of really what you want, isn't it? Go to toploss.com, experience Kellitrin for yourself. Been around for 30 years here in America, helping millions of people lose weight quietly. Toploss.com, special DJV code, save 10% off when you buy Kellitrin to lose the weight.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Addison on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The weekly talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air every week, 52 weeks a year. You'll always know what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
You get me every time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get back to our conversation, the action here, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The main core of our visits every week focuses on a discussion. Sometimes we are in the mode or the mood to discuss actual issues from the stories, whether you have picked us up. I think the border wall situation continues to be kind of what it has been, along with the investigation and
that's top of the chart. Those are the most talked about issues on radio.
Yeah, they are.
We didn't make that up. That's what's happening.
No. But did you think that's what I was saying?
No, not at all. What I'm saying is those are so. People wonder how we know all this, and it's
because you listen to the shows. And the
we listen to the shows, and also I hate to say this, but there's a lot of sameness out there.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. it ain't no mystery of what hits are being played on Top 40 radio and what subjects are being talked about on News Talk Radio.
Right, yeah. So one of the big hits this week outside of the political arena is the discussion of the cold and what has happened in global warming and that sort of thing, which galvanizes an audience to know. I mean, it's amazing, actually, to listen to some of these conversations. It has become, like everything else, though, Michael, very political. And it isn't political. Uh-huh. The reality is that it's not political at all.
Drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that it's only discussed on news talk radio and television from a political point of view. Makes me crazy because some
of the information being there.
Yeah.
Why is it getting this way? There are reasons that are very solid, very scientific, and if you get the blinders off, and so I guess maybe my thought or question to you is, how do people live? You listen to, and maybe part of it is the callers. I've been listening to some of these shows lately who have a lot of calls. I remember some of the experts used to say you got to have lots and lots of callers, but I listened to. It kind of bothers me, actually, that the quality of the calls has gone down from when I used to take a lot of calls when I was doing either individual shows like at KBC in Los Angeles or the Oh Good Day program. But it just is it the screeners? You do a lot of live.
Well, I've been doing a lot of
radio.
I've been doing more and more and more radio than ever. I started a couple of years ago wading back into it just to see what it was like. Yeah. And now I do several shows a week on rather big and important stations around the country.
Yeah.
And I have found there still are some very, very good callers. But unfortunately, there are callers who just read from the talking points list and they just see it as an opportunity to get on the soapbox and they don't bring anything new to the table.
Nothing.
The callers that I love are the ones that bring new angles to the table that you get a sense when you're talking to them that they're a smart person, that they're not, you know, giving you fake information.
Right. But behind the scenes, isn't it important? A lot of the people that listen to this program I hear from all the time love it when you go behind the scenes.
Yes.
So talking about people getting on the air, how they get on the air, the phone rings and somebody, it isn't the host who puts them on the air, it's somebody who's going to do what we call screen the call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the screeners screen, the filter is so thick. In other words, in some places it's heavily screened, in other places it's just slightly screened. And a lot of it has to do with just the quality of how they speak, whether they call all the time, whether they have a hateful, stupid message. You know, this is an interesting topic. If you want, after the break, we can touch upon it and I can flesh it out a little bit more for you.
Yeah, you explain more how this all works so people know what the reality is of calling a talk radio program. Talk radio is the focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 20. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The best. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the king. Like Larry King was the king.
Is that like Burger King? Am I like the Burger King?
Yeah, you could wear one of those crowns. I think
yeah.
Actually, terrific. Michael Harrison editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. So we were talking about how the world works behind the scenes, sort of right. How the stew is made, the sausage is made. And so when you call 888-302-3684 to be on one of my programs, a screener, her name is Kara, answers the phone. And then what does she or he do, whoever is screening? What do the good talk radio professionals do in order to ensure the host is going to have an intelligent conversation? Or is that all out the window these days?
Well, it's not out the window. What it is it's different from station to station and show to show. Some screeners actually pre-interview the caller, so they have a very good idea of what the caller is talking about and whether the caller is cogent enough to go on the radio and make a presentation that has meaning, that is not just rambling or incoherent or incomprehensible, and maybe set them in the right direction, and also then be able to tip the host off on the computer screen as to what the topic will be. Mm-hmm. And help line them up as to which way to go if there is a list of people. So there's that aspect of it. Another aspect.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
So you're on the air. What information do you see, do you want to see, before you go on the air with a caller? I have my own little routine that Kara and I have, but I want to know what you, who's more likely to be discussing issues than am I, what are you looking for?
I want to know their name, where they're calling from, and what their topic is. Mm-hmm. I am fearless when it comes to taking callers. I don't worry about if they agree with me or not. I don't worry if they're right or they're wrong. I take them in. I come from the old school where I was sort of like a phone jock. I did shows that were only calls back in the day, and it was how you handled the callers that was the judgment of how good you were, as opposed to what philosophy you conveyed. And if I think a caller is a little bit out to lunch, I'll make fun of them in a way that's cute. I never try to hurt anybody.
You do that still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I had a woman the other day. I was on WTIC in Hartford. Yeah. And she was an older woman. And she goes, "Hello, Michael, it's nice to hear you." And her phone rings in the background. "Can you hang on a second? My phone is ringing." Now, some hosts would say, "Go, get off of my line. You're wasting our time." I said, "Who do you think is calling?" And she's yelling, "I don't know." And she gets on and she goes, "Hello, how are you?" I go, "Hurry up. I'm on the radio. You're leaving me dangling." You know, it became a shtick.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And then she came back and I said, "So what'd you call for?" She says, "I forgot." And it was entertaining.
Yeah.
How you handle the unknown as a host is part of how good you are. And I'm not saying I'm so good, but, geez, I'm very experienced, okay? Yeah. You put somebody on who's a ex-politician or somebody who was a television star and they've never done radio, and they get rattled the caller is not cookie-cutter set for them.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a million ways to do it, but it's based upon the premise that the caller is as important to the show as the host, that it's like the record you play. It's an element because people have a lot of other things to do, and it's harder to get good calls today than it was in 1980 or 1990 because people have their own platforms. They have their own Facebook pages. They have their podcasts, own Twitter accounts, podcasts. People publish their own books. So it's not like, oh, my gosh, I have to write a letter to the editor or I have to call a radio station to get my burning point of view out there to the public. And it's harder to get calls. And that also loosens it up a little bit, whereas the screeners determine if there are no calls at all coming in, which, believe it or not, sometimes happens, even on big stations.
Oh, sure it does.
A bad caller is more likely to get on so that the talk show host doesn't sound like they're... If there's nobody listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other issue, too.
Yep, it sure is. Well, that's why I kind of don't do the stuff that I do now doesn't really involve callers. Any of the various shows that I do, I rely on people like you who have something to say all the time. the people on the DJV program, the three women that are on with me, always have something to say. And it makes, you know, that you can agree or disagree with whatever their point of view is, depending on your point of view. And I think that's what keeps it moving. Plus, we have fun. And if you know people, you're more likely to engage. And if the audience knows them and likes them, they want to engage with them as well. Whereas a random caller these days, because they really aren't that good for the most part, and they are one of the things, another one of the insides, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. There's an age barrier here that many programmers are conscious of because of, like a call, as you just described, would appeal perhaps to somebody who's older, whereas somebody younger listening to that would become impatient and hit the button and move on to something else because they wouldn't get... there's a prejudice at age. There's a prejudice in voices and that sort of thing. Like it or not, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the world. That's the way it is.
Well, so, ageism is pervasive. In spite of the fact that our society has such a large upper demographic population, that is, by the way, quite intelligent, affluent, and active. There still is in the media, which is dominated by advertising agencies, there is a prejudice against older voices, older ideas, references to the past, history. Anything that, God forbid, will make you sound like you're old. And that, I think, is a very foolish, unjust, and ineffectual concept. I think that we have to get over that.
The specialists, however, I can remember the late Joy Brown, who was one of our favorites. You and I both loved her. A woman called once, said her husband claimed that he was working late and every weekend. But she noticed lipstick stains on his collar. And
I can picture Joy saying, "Hey, Cookie, you'd better get a new husband."
That's about what it... Yeah. I think she said something like, "Your husband's a bum. He's cheating on you, and why the hell don't you throw him out?"
Exactly.
You know, and that was friendly neighborly advice from her.
Yep.
There aren't many good... This is an aside. There aren't many... Since she's gone and Laura went over to Sirius XM, we don't have any of those.
Well,
we
this is because of the domination of conservative political talk as a format. You still have Dave Ramsey. You still have... I'm blanking him. The great fellow out of Atlanta, the consumer advocate.
Neil. I know who he is.
He's great.
He's great. We need one of his
What's his name?
His glasses.
I don't want to start Googling. I hate when this happens. It's live radio, folks. We're people. He's a cool guy. You still have some of these, but
they're real wonky guys.
I remember I met him one time at a convention, and the first thing I said, "Hi, I'm Michael Harrison." "Hey, hi, I'm whatever my name is." And it was in San Francisco. He said, "Did you fly in?" I said, "Yeah." And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Did you get a good deal?" Saying.
Yeah, huh? Right, exactly.
Did you get a good deal? So I'm embarrassed. I'm just looking at my phone here, my smartphone. I should start getting
Clark Howard.
Clark Howard. Oh my God! Do you look drawing a blank? You know, I used to be fearful that I would draw a blank when I was 12 years old, going in to take tests in school. So you know, drawing a blank could happen to anybody. But
I got the answer. There's somebody listening.
Yeah,
the program director who loves this program. His name is Kylie Bailey. Bailey he's the program director of KQEN.
Right.
And he as I was Googling it and came up on screen, he sent me an email and it had Clark Howard's name on it. So
bingo. That's a form of interaction.
Yeah.
That's
entertaining.
It's
good.
It is.
Kyle, thank you.
There had to be people out there loving the fact that you and I were both dangling on a string and neither of us could remember the guy's name.
Right. And here we are, the biggest pros in the business.
Right.
All right, 44 past the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's a way to change your life. If you're not feeling well, you got a lot of problem with gas, your stomach's upset all the time, you're bloating, got constipation, listen... Your system is backed up, and it's uncomfortable. I know. I've been there, done that. A lot of people resort to regular use of some of those over-the-counter laxatives, but these have a very harsh effect on your body, on your innards, and sometimes they make things worse than they are. So, of course, Doug is going to suggest to you that there is an alternative to that, and there is. It's called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea maintains your health. If you have a problem, let's get your body normalized, neutralized, cleanse the intruders from your body, reduce constipation, maintain great digestion, all with Life Change Tea. It is a combination of all natural, organic, herbal teas that are made, grown and made in the USA. Now, the only way to get them is to go to getthetea.com. Special formula helps support your body. You got acid reflux, you got excess gas. Come on, let's get on board. Get your unhealthy colon straightened out. Get your stomach back on track. Let's feel good again. A cup of Life Change Tea, I have one every day. It'll help you out. It really will. GetTheTea.com is the website to go. Use the code DJV and they'll ship your tea to you free. Life Change Tea changes your life, changes how your body is working. Get it only now at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV for free shipping. The people list from the Talk Radio Review, folks at Talkers Magazine who do all the research, listen to talk radio stations, programs, hosts to come up with these lists. And this is a list of the most discussed people related, obviously, to the stories that are in the top 10. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski at number 10 tied for that position. Chris Christie is in the ninth position out with a new book, Ming Wanzhou, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I doubt that I am, at number 8. Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz and others running for the position of president in 2020. Why wait? Let's get on the ball now. Number 6, the annoying Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Dan Coats. Then 4, Robert Mueller. 3 is Roger Stone. And number 2, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of annoying people on this list this week. Pelosi's at 2, and Donald Trump, the President of the United States, number 1. According to the Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised sport-tuned suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle, but what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official story. So I'd like to review for you the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. The end of January is the focus. Super Bowl is obviously going to be there when it comes to talking about sports. The Super Bowl is it. It's number 10. Number 9, the unrest continuing in Venezuela and what we ought to do about it. Number 8, Chris Christie's new book. And what's in there, allegation-wise and otherwise. Number 7, the controversy about the Virginia abortion bill. Number 6, the trade war continuing with the U.S. and China. Number 5, all the presidential candidates that are lining up for 2020. Number 4 has to do with the cold weather around the northern part of the country. Number 3, 2, and 1 are pretty much all the same thing rolled together. Trump investigation, Trump and his relationship with business and the border wall. That's it. Those are the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown list. Michael Harrison does the MH interview every week. You can see it highlighted at talkers.com with all the stories we're talking about. Also, you find it recorded at mhinterview.com. This week, one of my favorites, one of the people I've worked with more, you as well, over the years we've been doing this, we're all contemporaries, David Bernstein, who's programmed, you could argue that he's programmed the best talk radio stations in the country.
Right, and he was your co-MC at the recent Talkers Conference. David is the guest. He is also a professor of communications at Caldwell College in New Jersey, and we talk about what it's like to teach communications in the 21st century to 20-year-olds, and he has some interesting insights. Well, the 20-year-olds are natives of the 21st century, and we are natives of the 20th century, so you know, we're immigrants here.
I was looking at, we were talking about Clark Howard, and I like the guy. He does a great radio program. Because he's in Atlanta, all of his conversation this week has been about the Super Bowl being there and how much money, because he's a money guy, how much it's cost the city. You know, he started with a $2.5 billion Atlanta paid for the sports stadium. Is it paying off? And his answer is no.
Well, he has a local following as well at WSB, and the Super Bowl is a cornucopia of topics for a guy like that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Absolutely. All right, that's that story. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Talkers.com is where you get all the info. Happy to have you here as usual, Michael. Thank you.
Good North State folk, Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer and college professor who is our expert on the items that are in the countdown story list, conversations that ramifications, I guess, the connection to legal battles, that sort of thing. Yeah, I have an aside before we go to the list of three or four on the list, but there's a story that has been brewing about a school in Sacramento, California, where they allowed a teacher to wear blackface during an African history lesson, because this is, we're into African-American, what, Black History Month?
Yeah, Black
and
History Month.
Some of the people in the community said they were offended. They were going to sue the school. This is a private school. So can you do that? I mean, first of all, why are you so stupid as to think of this as suable? But they feel aggrieved, so they're suing the school and the teacher.
So, yeah, I'm not even sure the purpose of suing for what.
They say they've emotionally been harmed. That's it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because in law school, they teach you how to sue people. I had a teacher, professor, who later became a judge, said when something goes into a lawsuit, it's an admission of failure that people can't resolve their differences in a civilized fashion. I really don't see much in the way here of of grounds for a lawsuit, nor do I think it's the way to, you know, for people to communicate in that fashion about something that may be meaningful to both sides, you know.
All right, what about the team suing? Is there any precedent for a team suing, like the New Orleans Saints getting upset because they lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl and they think the refs were to blame? Any legal action there, or is it just a lot of smoke and talk?
No, yeah, I mean, they can argue all they want. When you say, can somebody sue? Sure, if somebody can go into court, it'll get thrown out with a motion to dismiss. It was a bad call. Hey, there were other bad calls during the game. That was the last one. This is something that just happens.
It is something that happens. All right, one of the items on here, number seven, the Virginia abortion bill. And what that's all about legally? Where does that take one who lives in Virginia?
It's the proverbial tempest in a teapot. It's sound bites. This is a late abortion bill, and they already have a law in Virginia for late term abortions, and they wanted to modify some of the language. First of all, it's not going to pass the Republican legislature there anyway. But there were some questions of people, the governor and someone who sponsored it, and saying, well, what happens if a woman on the delivery table asks for an abortion? Well, it's a nonsensical question that doesn't happen. The changes in the law, and people could differ, certainly. Abortion is very difficult to find a middle ground, because you have someone considering a woman's right to choose in her body and someone saying it's murder. But the bottom line is this one is misreading what some people said about situations where the bill would apply, where it never would occur. And so I think it's just, again, unfortunately, people not willing to listen to each other.
All right. How do we deal with this Huawei? I think that's how you pronounce it, Huawei.
I am never sure about that, and I'm so glad you asked about that. I spent an hour on this in my white-collar crime class. It's absolutely fascinating on so many different levels. You've got Huawei is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, telecom companies in the world. It's based in China. Chinese law says that all companies have to assist the government in governmental aims. So there are plenty of governments, including ours, that are trying to ban Huawei from selling in the United States because they don't want our data to go over there. They also broke sanctions of dealing with Iran, along with HSBC, a big English bank that has gotten away with this before. They're also stealing trade secrets, which many Chinese companies do. And then you've got issues of extraditing the CFO, who's the daughter of the founder of the company. She's presently arrested in Canada, creating an international incident between Canada and China. Ah, it does my heart proud.
That's a great thing for the classroom, though. It is great, the real, what do they call them, teachable moments. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, lawyer here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve, thanks for being here. It's 59 past the hour on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
By politics, the president says he plans to emphasize unity when he addresses Congress and the American people on Tuesday night.
I really think it's going to be a speech that's going to cover a lot of territory, but part of it's going to be unity.
He's also offering good wishes to Stacey Abrams, who will give the Democratic response.
I respect her. I don't know her. I haven't met her, but I hope she does a good job.
Last fall, Abrams narrowly lost the Georgia governor's race and is viewed as someone who represents the future of the Democratic Party. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The lowest scoring Super Bowl in the 53-year history of the game is over. New England Patriots beat the LA Rams Sunday night 13-3 to snag their sixth Lombardi Trophy, matching the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most by any team. Senior U.S. and South Korean officials have met to discuss an expected second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
President Trump, in an interview recorded Friday with CBS Face the Nation, says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are looking forward to their second summit. Trump adding he's not saying when or where just now.
I won't tell you yet, but you'll be finding out probably State of the Union or shortly before.
The president says Kim could turn his country around if he agrees to denuclearize.
He has a chance to have North Korea be a tremendous economic behemoth.
Little progress has been seen toward North Korea actually ridding itself of nuclear weapons. The second summit is expected around the end of this month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam continues to resist widespread calls for him to step down over a racist photograph that appeared in a medical school yearbook. This is townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Emiratis are welcoming Pope Francis' trip to Abu Dhabi, the first ever papal visit to the Arabian Peninsula where Islam was born.
The National, a state-linked English-language newspaper in Abu Dhabi, has described the Pope's three-day visit as a dream come true for the country's estimated 1 million Roman Catholics. With the trip, Francis is seeking to turn a page in Christian-Muslim relations. But while Christians can worship in churches built on land donated by the country's rulers, blasphemy and other tough laws carry a possible death sentence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A labor union in Germany calling on ground staff at Hamburg Airport to walk off the job Monday over a pay dispute. Officials say the strike would begin at 3 a.m. local time and last all day. What they're looking for is a pay increase for nearly 1,000 ground staff at the airport. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nissan says its new X-Trail, originally planned for a plant in northern England, will now instead be made in Japan. Pro-EU lawmaker Vince Cable says the announcements are reflective of wider worries over late-stage Brexit talks.
It's very worrying for the Northeast and the workers and their families. I mean, I think that's the utmost concern. But I think it does raise fundamental questions about the Brexit strategy.
Human rights campaigner Shami Chakrabarty says leaving the EU at the end of March without a deal in place would be bad news for many sectors of the British economy.
The no-deal Brexit is an uncertainty that's completely unacceptable for all sorts of people. Farmers, car manufacturers, consumers. The government needs to absolutely take that off the table.
Less than 2 months before Britain's scheduled withdrawal date, which is March 29th, with or without a divorce deal. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to overview what's going on in the world of talk radio news, talk radio specifically, with our countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 27th to February 1st. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues, not necessarily in any order. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in the nation's capital. Normally, we take apart the story. Sometimes we talk about the people. Maybe we can sort of intertwine these things. Looking at this list, some of them are, in my own cognizance, more important than others, but that may be not what you all agree to. I would guess, and because Jennifer is here, not only does she do this program, the DJV program, but she also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, The Answer, with Brian Whitman. So you're basically talking about Trump all the time. You are, and Whitman is talking about the other side. That's the yin and the yang of that sort of a radio program, pretty common formula. When you talk about the border or you talk about the investigation or whatever it is, the presidential candidates, which I think, frankly, is more interesting than of all of the soda stories, at least the top five stories, the number of presidential candidates on the Democratic side, what's the agenda. Cory Booker, I think, is the latest one to announce he's running for president. He's the junior senator from New Jersey. He's been all over Twitter as the week ends. You had Howard Schultz say he would run this week as an independent. And how many other people are in this list, Jennifer? Who's credible and who's not?
Well, I think it's important to note that not everybody has declared officially declared on the Democratic side. Cory Booker, of course, one of the most recent. Kamala Harris is there as well. Julian Castro, who's a former HUD secretary for the Obama administration. Elizabeth Warren has an exploratory committee. Kirsten Gillibrand has an exploratory committee. Howard Schultz has not officially put his name in the ring. He is actually doing a 30-day listening tour, month-long, where he's traveling around the country to kind of float the idea of him as president while he sells his book. I think he's been the most interesting to watch because I think for people who feel left behind by a very far left-leaning Democratic Party, almost bridging on socialism in the direction that the Democrats are going, I think he is a good alternative. I also think for Republicans who are feeling left behind by Trump and feeling like he's a little too brash or aggressive or uses Twitter too much, and some independents in the middle who are just looking for something in between, I think Howard Schultz is actually a very viable third-party candidate. Would he have enough support to win? Probably not. Would, at the end of the day, it ultimately probably be more helpful to President Trump if he ran? Probably. Yep. And that's why Democrats are coming out hard against Howard Schultz. Yeah.
Everybody go buy your Starbucks this morning. Let's support Howard Schultz.
Well, they're even talking about boycotting. There's already super PACs forming on the Democratic side of the aisle to take on
Starbucks.
Howard Schultz. Yeah, and to boycott Starbucks as a corporation.
Run, Howard, run.
I will.
Oh, Bernie's in. We can't forget Bernie's in too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a redo.
Yeah, and so
Schultz is certainly Trump's candidate. Trump was saying at a fundraiser just a few days ago at the Trump Hotel that he had tweeted earlier in the day about Schultz just to encourage him really to run because he thought it would help him. So we know who Trump thinks would be the good one for him.
And the way he baited him was just beautiful. Schultz doesn't have the guts to run.
Right.
People who
don't understand President Trump ought to watch professional wrestling. I was a kid that was like brought up on professional wrestling, and that's what he does when he gives his opponents a nickname, when he kind of baits them into these uncomfortable positions.
The schoolyard bully.
I don't even know if it's a schoolyard bully. I think he's very aware of how people react to certain things, and he pokes.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Schultz was in the least bit enamored
bothered.
Or concerned or bothered.
Nah.
No, I don't think he reacted to it at all. But I think it was significant from Trump's point of view that he is spending his time. He's asking his friends on the phone, on his unsecured cell phone, and his advisors and wanting to know how has the shutdown damaged him? How is it damaging him in polls? And how is it damaging, if at all, his 2020 re-election chances as he also looks at the possible Democrats who are going to run, because that's what he's looking at right now.
All right, tell me whether you think all of you, let me go around the room here, what's relevant. On Morning Joe, Joe asked Howard Schultz how much a box of Cheerios costs, and Schultz didn't know. I don't know why, whether it was
Mika Brzezinski who said, I have four questions for you. Why do you want to run for president? Why are you qualified? But then her last one was, how much does a box of Cheerios cost? And it was designed, obviously, to make Howard Schultz look like he is out of touch with regular people.
Right.
But
like George
what
Bush
I think
did,
backfired.
You know, a bread.
Well, a gallon of gasoline. I think a gallon of gasoline is a better question because that's something that most Americans have to deal with. But I can tell you half the country, I haven't bought a box of cereal in 7 years. I couldn't tell you.
I won't have it in the house.
Right, me neither, Victoria.
If I have it in the house, I eat it.
Exactly.
Well, look, if I may, the large box of Life cereal runs $2.49 at my local Acme. However, I can get on sale at Giant for $1. May I now be president?
Yeah. Yes, please.
If you go to an Aldi store, it's only at $1.99 because everything is cheaper there.
I eat a better cereal than you do, Rick. I eat peanut butter Captain Crunch, and I think you should vote for me.
Good for you, Richie. There's a great example.
Chocolate-coated sugar bombs. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, Cory Booker says that his campaign is built on love, and he says he loves Donald Trump. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the women on The View shredding him to pieces with their own brand of love like they did with Howard Schultz you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they give Cory, but I want to see Cory Booker and Kamala Harris go at it, and I can't wait to see the campaign stickers. I mean, clearly it's got to be Spartacus 2020, right? That's going to be what his campaign's centered around, right?
Why?
Cory, because he said that it could be his Spartacus moment during the Kavanaugh hearings when he released documents that he
I thought it was because he had a shaved head like Spartacus did.
Yeah. I have a question, especially for folks in California. So Kamala Harris is running, and she's very, very popular on the left. Everyone loves her. She's great. What's going to happen when someone actually does confront her on something of which she was very, very proud, which is separating moms and their kids when their kids were guilty of truancy? And then she
says,
oh, by the way.
I don't know how popular she is on the left, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah. I think what interests me about Kamala Harris, and to answer your question, Rick, she's not super popular in the state of California. People vote for her because people just vote for the Democrat that's on the ballot, and that just seems to be that Republicans are getting shut out. So in that way, I guess she is popular. But I can't say people are going, oh, we have to have more of her. But I do think it's interesting to watch the push that the DNC is giving her. And I was one of the people who thought that I didn't believe some of the pundits that said there'll be 40 candidates on the Democratic ticket, but I imagined that there would be about 30. And while I think there will still be many, maybe in the league of what Republicans saw in 2016, I'm watching the DNC look at Kamala Harris as their next golden child, as their next Barack Obama. And I'm wondering if the pressure on people like maybe Joe Biden will be so intense that he'll decide not to run, even though I think he's probably the most viable threat to President Trump if they were going to go head-to-head in a matchup in 2020.
So the Willie Brown thing didn't hit her at all then?
Not a blip.
Willie Brown,
the big mistake, for the DNC, one of many mistakes, if it's going to make this mistake, as it's made so many other mistakes, is if it's looking at Kamala Harris or anybody else as the next Barack Obama. There is no next Barack Obama. Every candidate is an individual candidate.
Yep.
Barack Obama made it very clear over the last 2 months, or 2 years, actually, there isn't a next this or next thing. You've got to get over it. Get over me. Move on.
Yep. Well, speaking of that,
I have.
Well, you did. You were never into him. But you know the point. The point is, move on. Get on with your lives, guys.
All right. So the last comment I'm going to make is, once again, my complete annoyance, not a little, but complete annoyance with this Ocasio, whatever her name is, Cortez from New York.
Doug, you've got to get help.
Yeah, I know I need help. Because somebody calls me a sexist, because
that's the thing. You're an older white male. You're a misogynist, sexist, racist.
That's what I am.
You need to accept her stance on Venezuela. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She said Howard Schultz and other billionaires should not run for the presidency. They don't have a grasp on reality or whatever. They haven't worked their way up. Obviously, she doesn't know anything about Schultz, who started from nothing and created a business that is a great American brand. So fact
it depends
that,
on the
Bloomberg
billionaire.
The
but yeah, you're absolutely right. It depends on the billionaire. But you have an issue with Alex.
I do.
Because you're a sexist.
That's it.
Or because you're weirdly attracted to her, and
is that what it is? No,
you need help, buddy.
I need help, right? All right, for
it's
those of you who need,
you would use the word weirdly.
1-800 Alex, Doug.
1-800 get help. All right, so here's a helpful tip for those of you who are not having a good night's rest, not sleeping well. Don't have my pillows around. You want to get the most comfortable pillow ever on the market, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. The easiest way for you to get a great night's rest is to fill up your house. You got 4 bedrooms, then buy a bunch of these pillows, put them in every bedroom. The pillows that my pillow makes, I've got them. Jennifer's got them. We really, Richie, you've got some of them. I don't know about the rest of you, but mypillow.com is the place to go. Use the DJV code. And you can buy all the pillows that you want at half price. You can buy, there's an array of things that affect your sleep. Mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of them fabulously priced. For those of you who use the DJV code, I don't have to tell you that this time of year with the cold weather, we need to get cozy in our beds and have a good night's rest. Best way to do it is to go to MyPillow.com. If you have never tried their product, try a couple of them. See how they work. save over 50% on things like their Premium Plus pillows using the DJV code. That's it. Easy, simple, and to the point. Get a great night's rest. Be comfortable. Sleep well with the MyPillow, pillows, premium, king size, queen size, you name it, you'll get them. MyPillow.com. Save all the money using the code DJV. Calitrin. This certainly worked for me. After the first bottle, I was sleeping better. After the second bottle, I noticed my clothes fitting better. After my third bottle, I started losing pounds seriously. I'm currently on my fourth bottle, still losing pounds. This is something that you have to dedicate yourself to, trust that it will work, and keep going. It's not just a 1 month and out thing, right?
That's right. It's not a magic pill. You know, we say it is not a quick fix fad product. You are not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But with this product, you're going to see these results come off the right way, the healthy way, by giving your body back what it needs.
So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program. Happy to promote this product. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
In the North State, becoming best in the North State means a lot. And Orchard Nutrition has received best in the North State for the 13th year in a row. For Orchard Nutrition Center, it just comes naturally. A sincere thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ways for you to understand what's going on in the News Talk Radio business at the hands of experts. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden at Radio America.
And Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. I think we've gone through enough of the conversation about number five presidential candidates and the list of them here, three or four of them listed on the people list. I think it was interesting, Chris Christie making the rounds this week. He was on The View. Anybody see that, Victoria? Did you see? I think, I don't know why I went to you asking the question, but I figured if anybody...
Yes, I did see part of that. I did see, I'm a girl. I did see part of that. I just think it's fascinating how he's very careful not to throw President Trump under the bus, although President Trump had no problem throwing him under
the bus.
But he's very keen to throw the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, under the bus. And he also
tell that story. Why is that?
Well, he threw Jared Kushner's father in prison.
Yeah. All right.
Thinks that his father is scum and disgusting, and basically thinks that Jared Kushner is at the root of everything that's wrong in the White House, which is interesting, but doesn't comport with what pretty much everybody else says. Even though,
well, but does that help his chances of getting in? He still seems to want to get into the inner circle here.
No,
that's got to be uncomfortable at the Christmas party.
No, yeah.
No, he's not going to make it in? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not going to make it in. Do you really think that Ivanka is going to make a case to Daddy once her hubby's been trashed?
Yeah. So what did he say? Just to kind of get away from the Trump stuff, what did he say about Bridgegate? Everybody that interviews him always asks him that question, and he ducks it pretty well. Did he duck it this time?
Well, I mean, his position basically is that he didn't know.
Yeah, I know he said that, but well, do we believe that he didn't know?
Well, I've got a bridge, and I can sell you one.
Okay, I guess the answer to that is let's keep moving. All right, one of the big items here, obviously the discussion, the Super Bowl, sports talk radio and things related to sports, always number 10, so the Super Bowl and the things that are being done. I guess the biggest controversy is what happened in New Orleans and whether the coach did a number on Goodell with his T-shirt. He had a T-shirt. I don't know if you saw this or not. He was wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of Goodell on it with a clown nose. And somebody in the league says, we're going to fine you for that. That's disrespectful. Well, why not be disrespectful? Goodell is a jerkleburger.
Well,
yes,
I think
no?
What might come out of that is that they might have limited reviews of penalties that are bad penalties that are called. So that's what they're looking at right now.
So how would they do that, Richie? What would be the way of?
Well, currently, if like in the New Orleans game where there was defensive, you know, just I mean it was all over them. There's nothing you can do about it. The play's over. The ref called what they called, but now they will be able to throw the red flag one time per game or something to challenge the non-call or the call on the play.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good move?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
That much about how
the Saints were totally robbed. Yes.
Yes. They were.
Can I say
it's just part of football. It's the way it works. You know, it is what it is. So
is there likely?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Victoria.
No, I was just going to say this is the one time of the year I'm not the only person who has to learn Latin.
Huh. Well, because of Super Bowl and whatever.
Yeah,
I had to
learn Latin in school. Now everybody else does.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just learned how to read the clock. It used to be the old clocks. Or maybe I'm aging myself. The clocks were all in Roman numerals when I was in school. And that's how we learned what the Roman numerals were all about. Coming up next, the border wall battle, number one this week on the countdown. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. And now, I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm out of state on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. Talk Radio Review with a lot of great talk. I don't know, a lot. With a number, with a few, with some. Good talk radio people. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware is here, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. She's here. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here. And I'm Doug Steffen. We go through the stories. Number one this week, the border wall battle. Is it really politics as usual? Is it annoying? Is it disturbing? Yeah. I think, actually, I mean, we can spend a little time on it. I think the cold weather is a more interesting conversation. But what do you all think about what's going on? I mean, is there anything different really this week?
How about this fentanyl bust that came over the border?
Okay.
For all the people who say that, you know, oh, the drugs don't come from Mexico. The largest fentanyl bust in history, 250 pounds of fentanyl in a truck, with a landscaping truck, coming over the border from Mexico. And what I don't know is whether it came in a legal crossing and they just found it, or whether it was somewhere hiding.
It came through a legal crossing.
Through a legal crossing.
Which is where most of how the drugs are coming. They
right.
come through legal points of entry, through remarkably silly people who don't seem to get that that's where they get stopped, by coming repeatedly through legal points of entry. And that's where the drugs, and yeah, that's what happens. And yeah, it was massive bust.
Victoria, the 90% of the drugs are coming across the regular ports of entry. But on the other hand, though, you take a look at this, $5.7 billion. It takes that much money to run the government for 11 hours. Do you really think that Trump would not accept $3 billion, run the government for 6 hours, and they could actually get this done? It's a power play. And right now, Pelosi and Schumer are winning the power play at the expense of the pawns. And those pawns happen to be the 800,000 federal workers, don't you think?
I don't think that's the conversation.
It is yesterday, because who was the senator that wanted to give the federal workers a raise for all of their time in trouble and having to put up with the shutdown? And then another Republican senator came back and said, well, the raise that you are proposing could have paid for the wall and not shut down the government.
It is a game.
And they are the pawns.
Yeah.
Well, they are pawns. No, there's no question but that they are pawns. But I don't think the conversation is one versus the other. I think there are several different conversations going on. And, I mean, if we're going to talk about drugs rather than immigration, those are two different but connected conversations. If we're going to talk about drugs, why is the fentanyl coming in? I mean, it's not coming in just to...
Because we use it, right.
Exactly, because we use it.
That's right, right.
That's always been my thing.
Smuggle it in.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
He's a good guy.
It doesn't.
It's not our fault or their fault. This thing becomes so contorted, really, really contorted. Here's something that I believe. Number six on the countdown this week. You can find this list, by the way, at talkers.com. The China trade war, et cetera, et cetera. What I think, not the trade war so much, what's more important to me anyway, are the number of people who are coming into Los Angeles, coming into San Francisco, coming into Miami, coming into New York, who are here on so-called tours. What they are babies coming from, or mothers who are pregnant in their eighth month usually, who come on scheduled tours to America, and they have their babies here. The Russians are doing it on the East Coast, the Chinese are doing it on the West Coast, and there are thousands and thousands of these babies being born in this country every year. I think that is, if there is one outrage, this is the outrage of all of the things that are going on. We spent all this time talking about the damn border wall and the politics of it. Meanwhile, everybody's turning a blind eye to this. These people are coming here by the thousands.
Yeah, they need to shut
and
that
some
off,
of them
like
pay
pronto.
$30,000 or $40,000
right.
to come here to drop
More.
Their babies.
More.
$100,000. They've just done some major busts of these, and they even encouraged some of the Chinese people, women, to say, it wasn't true, actually, because they were coming in on the West Coast, to say that they were going to stay at the Trump Hotel, because they thought that would make it more likely that they were going to get in. Included in the tours were Gucci shopping sprees, things like this. This is absolutely and completely immoral, and this needs to be cracked down on
Why is it taking so long? It's been going on for decades.
It is being cracked down because they found it remarkably hard to find these rings. They're very well organized.
I mean, they're advertised in newspapers in other countries.
Yeah, right. Come to America and have your baby.
There's Facebook ads.
All over. In Ukraine.
Well,
they're
cracking down on it now. They are cracking down on it now. But, you know, there are some other very scary things also in addition to this. You're talking about the number six thing. You were talking about China. But there's one thing I think we should talk about with regard to Russia. If we're talking about China, we always have to talk about Russia, which is that this weekend we are likely to announce the suspension of the 1987 nuclear forces treaty with Russia.
Not likely.
On the long run.
Definitely.
Well, I know,
but I'm
saying that because
why are we doing that?
At the time we're speaking, it hasn't happened yet. So
and
I'm being cautious. Because it's a long-running accusation, which is pretty accurate, really, that Moscow's violating its terms. Of course, Russia accuses the U.S. of breaking the treaty, too. So, and then America will withdraw completely after 6 months. Now, starting this weekend, Saturday, the U.S. would be free to begin testing or deploying its own weapons. So that's great. Let's start testing again. And, of course, then Russia will start testing again, and then that's fun, isn't
it?
The conditions that the United States put on the Russians to be able to say, okay, let's save this treaty, they cannot meet at this point before the period ends. So at this point, it's a done deal. It's pretty much going to happen.
Oh, it is. So, but, you know, one has to speak. In my way, just have to be cautious when you say these things, because something could happen. I mean, you know, the Secretary of State could, bump into a panda on the way to making the announcement. The announcement might not happen.
Why? Because the cold weather and the pandas are all over the place. They love the cold weather.
Polar bears are out. They like it. Yeah.
I promised we'd talk about. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just say, Victoria, I find it interesting. You think we need to be careful how we talk about this. I would suggest doing our testing in Russia.
There you go. Rick, always good with a jolly idea, Jensen. The weather, I promised we'd talk about the weather and all of the outrageous, the extreme conversations about extremities. At least in my mind, some of them are pretty foolish. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here because that is the number four item on the countdown sheet this week. Power swabs, number one for having the greatest impression, the most lasting impression. Power swabs gets rid of the stains on your teeth. If you have ugly, yellow teeth, gross. Time for you to get your most unforgettable feature back into true form. The perfect solution. Risk-free, by the way, to get a more confident you is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs has become the world's most famous, most used teeth whitening system, and it's because it's so advanced. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. You put it, you break the tube open, take the swab, swab your teeth, and watch them as they get whiter, and you do it over a period of time, 10, 12 applications every 5, 6, 7 days. And watch the stains go away. It takes the stains out of the enamel. It does not remove the enamel, which is what all the rest of those things do. Yeah, it's very important to understand that. Power swab, super fast, super easy, and dentist and hygienist approved. So, if you like to drink coffee and wine and tea and that sort of thing, or if you're still silly enough to be smoking, then you need this to get rid of that. The stains come from those sorts of things. Get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797.
That's 800-208-1797. Call now. Use the DJV code, and you will buy the power swabs at half the retail price. Wow. What an extravaganza. You'll have great teeth, very inexpensively done. You can do it yourself. It's a DIY job and opportunity. 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get them right away. Use the DJV code, and you'll get them at half the retail price. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the official story. So I'd like to review for you the top 10 stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. The end of January is the focus. Super Bowl is obviously going to be there when it comes to talking about sports. The Super Bowl is it. It's number 10. Number 9, the unrest continuing in Venezuela and what we ought to do about it. Number 8, Chris Christie's new book and what's in there allegation-wise and otherwise. Number 7, the controversy about the Virginia abortion bill. Number 6, the trade war continuing with the U.S. and China. Number 5, all the presidential candidates that are lining up for 2020. Number 4 has to do with the cold weather around the northern part of the country. Number 3, 2, and 1 are pretty much all the same thing rolled together. Trump investigation, Trump and his relationship with business and the border wall. That's it. Those are the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
The People List from the Talk Radio Review, folks at Talkers Magazine who do all the research, listen to talk radio stations, programs, hosts to come up with these lists. And this is a list of the most discussed people related, obviously, to the stories that are in the top 10. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski at number 10, tied for that position. Chris Christie is in the 9th position, out with a new book. Ming Wanzhou, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I doubt that I am. Number 8, Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz and others running for the position of president in 2020. Why wait? Let's get on the ball now. Number 6, the annoying Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Dan Coats. Then 4, Robert Mueller. 3 is Roger Stone. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of annoying people on this list this week. Pelosi's at 2, and Donald Trump, the president of the United States, number 1. According to the Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the reality of the cold and all of these silly news people who are saying it's the end of the world. Look at the horrible temperatures, and it's never been like this. That's nonsense.
It's never been like this since 1966, right, when it was like
2015, in my barnyard at my farm, after 11 feet of snow fell in a 3.5 week period, the temperature for 3 days in a row was 37 below zero. And with a wind chill factor, cows on my farm were dying. So, I mean, this whole business of, is there a change? Of course there's a change. Is it coming gradually? Maybe it's coming more rapidly than it did. But all of these people, there are such the huge businesses that are being built out of the climate scare. It's good investment, frankly. Many of them
are. You can make a lot of money.
I'm not telling you there aren't changes, because there are changes, and some of them are man-caused. But to get this hoopla into this guilt thing, sometimes people don't act unless they feel guilty, but there have been substantial, huge changes, in fact, in America, with wind power in more and more places. I see the towers all over the place. I don't know whether you do. I see them in California.
Massachusetts. Drive through Palm Springs. Wow.
Right. And, well, it's not just there, Richie, but it's all over the place now, upper Midwest. And the solar panels are going up everywhere. Those are two wonderful ways of dealing with all of this. But anyway,
it's all good stuff, but just the sky is falling conversation is just what gets me.
How'd you enjoy the cold in Washington this week, Victoria?
I'm loving it, looking at the snow right now. And, I like July. I like August. That's me. That's just me. I used to live in Phoenix, and I used to live in Palm Desert. And when I moved there from England, I discovered, this is my spiritual home.
Yep, there you go. And you ended up in Washington. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we have, other than this Virginia abortion bill controversy, Victoria, what is that all about? What's from your perspective? We've got about 35 seconds here.
Okay, because that's a five-minute conversation. It's about Democrats being incredibly flat-footed and having feet in their mouths in the way they talked about a bill, and doing nothing to get their feet out of their mouths and getting into their own mess.
Yeah, there you go. Foot in, it's hoof and mouth disease, I think, basically, isn't it? Or foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Being able to abort a baby as it's being born, basically.
Yeah. Hello and goodbye to that. All right, so there it is, Rick Jensen and his expertise from his conversational program every day on WDEL, Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, on the air everywhere. Rich McFadden at Radio America, and I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the Countdown Review.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overview the top five items in terms of their veracity or their state of interest, points of interest. Victoria Keelan is here to start at number five, move to number one, and we move to Criterion. The criteria for this discussion about Criterion is what? Victoria?
Well, Criterion is a streaming service for movie buffs, and it is launching its newest streaming service, or the new version of it. It's called the Criterion Channel, and that will launch on April 8th, and they are currently opening up for signups for early subscribers. The platform will showcase the company's library of classic feature films. They also have short films, like the kind that you hear about at, on the Oscars, but, you know, whenever you win, whenever someone wins best short film, and you, there's nowhere for you to ever see them, this is actually the place. They have master classes with directors. They have all kinds of independent films, international films, art house, all that. And so it will be $10.99 a month or $99 for the year. And they have charter subscribers, which is those are for people who sign up right now before the service launches on April 8th. And you will get a slight discount. It will be $9.99 a month. And so the site says that they will constantly be refreshing the selection of movies, and it will be available on desktop, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku.
All right, number four. On our countdown to number one of the big tech stories of the week is a focus on a new deal between Apple and American.
Yes, if you are an Apple Music subscriber, good news if you're flying on American Airlines, you will be able to access your streaming app without having to pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi, which will save you, could be $20 a flight. And, of course, that Wi-Fi is always terrible. It's never even real Wi-Fi on any airline. And so Apple customers will, starting actually right now, it's they just launched it this week, so you can listen to your Apple Music on your PC, on your laptop, iPhone, iPad, Android devices, and on Macs. And so this is a nice, convenient thing. And Apple and American, this is the first part partnership, which we'll probably see other airlines teaming up with Spotify or Pandora in the future, but Apple got the jump on this one.
All right. Number three, the U.S. has charged the Chinese with being a Chinese company with being a baddie.
Yes, and so this is a story that's been coming. This is a long time coming. This started back in 2007, I think, when this company, Huawei is actually how you say it, but it looks like Hawaii. And so the U.S. authorities and intelligence agents have been telling the government that we should not allow any American citizen to use any of their products because they've been spying on Americans, they've been spying on governments, they've been taking secrets from T-Mobile. So this is a New York grand jury gave 13 other charges on top of the initial 10-count indictment, and this is going to probably complicate things with trade talks with China because this is the prosecutors want criminal charges against this company. So this will probably end up in Donald Trump's hands as this, you know, as the charges get levied against them. I'm sure this is going to be negotiated away. But if you do have a cell phone or anything made by this company, it's really, really bad news. So just don't use them or don't buy them.
Number two this week is a YouTube.
YouTube, yep. YouTube says it's changing how it recommends videos so users will see fewer conspiracy theories. Now, this is coming after lots of misinformation, and they say that this has been harmful to their users. It violates their community guidelines. Videos that promote phony miracle cures for serious illnesses, videos that claim the Earth is flat, and then there's really the crux of this is historic events like 9/11, lots and lots of conspiracy theories. This also started last year when YouTube got a lot of criticism after a video was got a lot 200,000 views suggesting that David Hogg, who was one of the students who survived the Parkland, Florida shooting, they said he was an actor and that it wasn't real. So it's about time that YouTube cracked down on this kind of stuff.
All right, number one, the big tech story of the week, focus on iPhone.
FaceTime. This was definitely a big story this week. Apple's FaceTime software, basically, if someone called you on FaceTime and if you didn't pick up the call, they could still hear you, and in some cases, they could see you through your phone. This freaked a lot of people out, and this was actually discovered by a 14-year-old kid who was playing video games using the group FaceTime.
That was really
and,
amazing.
Yeah, and so Apple still, they were supposed to set a new bug fix out at the end of the week, but they still haven't done that. So I would just say disable FaceTime altogether until it's actually fixed.
All right. That sounds like good advice. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top five technology stories this week for you. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Active chemical.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
There it is. The dynasty continues.
Jim Nance on CBS Sports as the clock ran out on the L.A. Rams Sunday night. Patriots win their sixth Super Bowl 13-3 in the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. New England ties Pittsburgh with the most wins by any team now. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says on further inspection, it's not him in the racist photo that appeared on his 1984 medical school yearbook page, and he is not considering stepping down.
I'm ready to earn your forgiveness.
It's too late for that, according to a growing number of Democrats across Virginia, as well as the president of the NAACP. Derek Johnson tells ABC's This Week, it doesn't matter whether Northam is in the photo or not.
Whether he actively participated or passively was present, he not one time up until this point acknowledged that this took place, objected to that behavior.
I think he's still learning.
But former Congressman Jim Moran tells ABC Northam does deserve another chance.
He has the highest motivation imaginable to ensure that his legacy is not defined by a picture in his yearbook.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump's delivering his second State of the Union address Tuesday night, prompting unity, promoting that is unity, even as he strives to get funding for his border wall and try to avoid another government shutdown. On Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator John Hoeven said the committee has to find a plan that addresses the parts of border security.
We need all three components, border barrier as well as technology and personnel. It's like a three-legged stool, and the Border Patrol will tell you that.
As the February 15th deadline approaches, it could lead to the government to close once again. The State of the Union provides the president his best chance to sell the public on his need for the wall. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh, yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
There wasn't much change on the movie charts this weekend as another form of entertainment grabbed people's attention.
This Super Bowl weekend, a lot of people stayed out of the cold and away from theaters, making for the worst box office numbers in nearly two decades.
The three of you've convinced yourselves you have extraordinary gifts, like something out of a comic book.
But no superhero numbers for Glass. According to Studio Estimate Sunday, it holds on to number one with just $9.5 million in ticket sales, followed closely by The Upside with $8.9 million.
La Bala.
Gina Rodriguez, the star of TV's Jane the Virgin, got good reviews for her first big movie role, but the movie itself, Miss Bala, was generally panned.
The bullet settles everything.
It debuted in third with a meager $6.7 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out more breaking news and read more analysis there at townhall.com. The National Defense Panel claims the U.S. military is grossly unprepared for war. That's a proposed plan that puts the Navy on a path to 355 ships in the water. But with Congress dragging its feet, that might not happen until the year 2050. Former Senator Jim Talent from Missouri tells the Salem Radio Network that's too late and funding is only a start.
Look, to be fair, we're not in the situation that the Reagan people were in, that Cap Weinberger was in, than John Layman, because we don't have a robust shipyard industrial base. We only have a few classes of ships that are being produced now, and one of them, the littoral combat vessel, is not all that operationally relevant. Again, let's just say that, right? That was another mistake that was made.
Talent says we need more hulls immediately in the water. He suggests shortcuts like service life extensions for the Ticonderoga-class aircraft carriers. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning...
Winter is coming! At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with Phil Harrison, Alice Faye, and then later, it's Phil's longtime boss, Jack Benny. Well, Phil Harris married Alice Faye in 1941, and that marriage would last 54 years and produce two children, daughters Alice Faye Harris and Phyllis Wanda Harris, born in 1942 and 44, respectively. On radio, though, the girls were portrayed by actresses Janine Roos and Ann Whitfield. The longtime sponsor of the Harrison Faye radio series was Rexall Drugstores. And as it was a show about a show, Gail Gordon would periodically be featured playing Rexall executive Mr. Scott. You'll hear him early on in this broadcast. It's from April 16th, 1950.
It's the Bill Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists. And now, now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Mr. Scott is having a birthday party today for his youngest daughter. The Harris children have been invited, and Alice is briefing them on their behavior.
Now, children, when you go to the party this afternoon, I want you to behave yourselves.
We will, Mommy.
Remember your manners. Be polite.
Yes, Mommy.
And above all, if they serve anything to drink, be careful not to spill it.
Don't worry, Mommy. This morning I'm as steady as a rock.
Bill, this is a children's party, and you're not going.
But, Alice, I...
Stop pouting and take off your hop-along Cassidy suit.
But, honey, I've got to go along to protect the girls. After all, there are going to be boys at the party, and they're liable to play kissing games. And I got to be there to stop them.
Phyllis, we better have a talk with Father. He ain't with it.
Oh, Phil, don't be silly. There's nothing to worry about. Our girls are much too young to be interested in kissing boys.
We better have a talk with Mother, too.
All right, young ladies, you're only 7 and 5, and you have plenty of time to kiss boys.
Daddy, how old were you when you kissed your first girl?
32. Months, that is. That was just kid stuff. I got my first real kiss when I was 14. She was 12. And what a kiss. If you look closely, you can still see the scar.
What scar?
My lower lip got caught in her braces. They had to operate to pry me loose. I'll never forget.
Never mind. Phil, before the party this afternoon, I'll have to go out and get a present for Mr. Scott's daughter. What shall I get? A doll or a paint set or a book?
Honey, please. This is for Mr. Scott's daughter. He's an executive at Rexall, and we got to impress him. Now, we got to give the child something different, yet useful.
Like what?
How about a 5-pound box of money?
Don't you think that might be a little ostentatious?
Not if we use small bills. It's important that I impress Scotty. Don't you realize... Uh-oh, I'll get that.
Oh, good morning, Harris.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Scott, my favorite employer. Come on in.
Well, I'm not dressed properly. I'm wearing a sport shirt that's open at the neck.
Don't be silly, Mr. Scott. You look impeccable. Now, come on in. Gee whiz, I love that sports shirt. And I'm crazy about that Angora sweater you have under it. It's so soft and silky.
Stop fondling the hair on my chest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Scott. Gee whiz. I could have sworn it was a gray Angora sweater. What's on your mind, Mr. Scott?
Well, I had a puppet show lined up for the children's party today, but at the last minute, the man backed out. I thought maybe you could help me find somebody.
Oh, that won't be necessary. You see, I could come over and sing for the kiddies, or hadn't you thought of that?
No, I hadn't. And let's keep it that way. I want some good entertainment.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Harris. I hope you'll pardon my casual appearance.
Well, I think you look very nice. That's a beautiful shirt. And I love that Angora sweater you're wearing under it.
Honey, it ain't a sweater. It's a painting of Gabby Hayes.
Yes. I dropped over to see you people because you're in show business. Now, Mrs. Harris, I need somebody to entertain at my daughter's party today, and I thought you could help me.
Oh, well, I'd like to help you, Mr. Scott, but I don't do that anymore. You see, I haven't entertained at parties since I worked for Rudy Valley. He used to rent me out for weddings, picnics, clam bakes, and office Christmas parties.
Well, I don't expect you to entertain Mrs. Harris, but I thought you and Mr. Harris might know something.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Scott, while I answer the doorbell.
Oh, don't bother, Harris. I'm closer. I'll answer it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, you must have had a rough night, kid. You look horrible.
Remley, I am not Harris.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Buy One and you get another for just a penny more, Scott. Hi, Scotty. Hey, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. But that thing underneath...
It is not an Angora sweater.
I didn't think it was. I know what it is. It's a wet poodle.
I've talked to you before about showing a little more respect for Mr. Scott. From now on, be nice to him.
Okay. Mr. Scott, I'm very glad to see you. Makes me feel good to see your happy face.
It isn't happy. I feel miserable.
All right, then. It makes me feel good to see your miserable face.
Remley, do me a favor. The Mexican army needs men. Now, as I was saying, Mrs. Harris, about the entertainment, I'd like to get
someone...
I don't
like your attitude. I came here as
Remley,
a friend.
Remley, I'm sure you came from a nice family. I know your mother gave you a good upbringing. She taught you politeness and good manners, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Then I'll thank you to shut your big fat mouth while I'm talking. It's important that I find an entertainer for my daughter's party.
Well, look no further, Scotty. That's right up my alley.
Well, I'll remember that. And if I ever throw a party in an alley, I'll call you. I'm looking for a good entertainer who can amuse the children.
Why don't you get Boo Boo Laverne?
Who is Boo Boo Laverne?
Only the best bubble dancer that ever appeared at the Burbank. She works with two bubbles.
Frankie, and please. Boo Boo works with three bubbles.
Gentlemen, I wish you wouldn't hold your distasteful discussions in front of me. I don't care whether Boo Boo uses two or three bubbles or four.
She never uses four bubbles.
She did the night I was there. No.
Scotty. Hey, Scotty, I've got an idea. Maybe you don't want me to entertain at the party, but how about Alice? She's got a lot of talent. Hey, you ought to hear this kid do barnyard imitations. Go ahead, show him, Mirandy.
Cluck, cluck, nay, nay, and oink, oink.
I told you this kid had talent.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Stand back while I give you my imitation of a Nickelodeon.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
Put another nickel in and watch your favorite music begin. Favorite songs we used to know have that nostalgic glow. It's music, music.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music,
music, music, music.
Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me. So
put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music.
music, music, music.
You're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. We'll be right back with more after this.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now let's get back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on When Radio Was.
Scotty, I got another idea that you've got to go for that party. Why don't you show the kids a movie?
Well, that's an excellent idea, Harris. What movie would you suggest?
Well, how about the picture I just made at 20th Century Fox? It's called Wabash Avenue, and girls don't miss it because it's in Technicolor, and you haven't lived until you've seen Phil Harris and all the beauty of his natural pigmentation. All right. Now get to the theater early and remember, bring soft sandwiches because there'll be no popcorn sold during any of my scenes.
Harris, I don't want to see your picture.
But it's a great picture, Mr. Scott. Alice saw it and she can tell you. Go ahead, love. Tell him about that Wabash Avenue.
Very well. Wabash Avenue is the best picture I've seen since Lillian Russell. Play in which I star.
Yeah, I know, but tell him all about Wabash Avenue, see?
It's very similar to Alexander's Ragtime Band, which happened to be my greatest triumph.
Wabash Avenue. Honey.
Yes. In Alexander's Ragtime Band, I gave a performance that is still talked about throughout the civilized world because...
Wabash Avenue! Tell him how good I was.
Phil Harris, you're a ham.
You ain't no lamb chop yourself.
Please, both of you have undoubtedly made the greatest pictures in the world, but I don't want my kids to see them. I mean, I want them to see a child's picture, one of the things that Disney makes, like Cinderella.
Disney?
Wait a minute, I got an idea. I can get a print of Cinderella. I know Disney personally.
How well do you know Mr. Disney?
I know him well enough to call him by his first name. Herman.
His name is Walt.
Oh. No wonder he never answers me.
Wait a minute, Mr. Scott. I happen to know Walter very well, and he'll do anything that I ask him, and I guarantee to get you a print of Cinderella for your party.
Well, that's very nice of you, Harrison. Please have the picture over at my house at 2 o'clock. And remember, I'm counting on you, so don't let me down.
Don't worry. It'll be there. Hey, that'll get me in good with Scotty. I'll just go in and call Disney and tell him to send the picture right over.
But, Phil, you don't know Mr. Disney that well. He probably won't even talk to you.
Oh, honey, please. Me and Herman are just like this. What are you talking about? Just wait till I go in and call. And you said Disney wouldn't talk to me.
Do you mean you reached him?
Yes.
Did you ask for the picture?
Yes.
What'd he say?
No.
Well, you did it again, Curly.
Yeah. Now the kids are going to be disappointed.
Why do they have to be disappointed? They can still see Cinderella.
How?
We'll act it out for them.
Francis, that is a capital suggestion. We can do a bang-up job.
For sure we can. Curly, you can be Cinderella. Alice can be Princess Charming. Willie and me can be your stepbrothers, and we'll get whoever else we need for the other part.
Phil is going to play Cinderella?
We have to do it that way. We have too many men actors, so we'll do the male version.
Yeah.
I'll start writing the script right now.
And I'm going to help you.
Now, wait a minute. Do you fellas know the story of Cinderella?
Do we know the story?
Silly girl. Why, honey, everybody knows the story of Cinderella in Wonderland.
Cinderella in Wonderland?
Well, sure, that's where she met the Jabberwocky.
Well, what is a Jabberwock?
Well, thanks for asking that, dear. I was wondering how I was going to get into this sterling number.
One time there was a mountaineer who felt so mighty brave that he took his trusty gun and went to a dark, dark cave. The reason for his venture was a story that he'd heard about a bad, ferocious creature called the Jabberwocky Bird. Now, when he got into that dreary cave, our hunter saw a sight. The Jabberwock had seven heads, and each one was a fright. He turned around and headed home, or running all the way. And to all the folks who waited there, the mountaineer did say, it was really gander, slithy, toasted, gyre, and gimble in the wave. Old Mimsy were the board grove. And the mommy mass out grave. Oh, fragious day, Kalukalay, and from his bandersnatch. My aim was spoiled by seven heads, but that bird I will catch. Then back again into that cave that mountaineer did go. But how he'd finally get the bird, he really didn't know. This time the mountaineer was armed with knives and traps and bait. He had to catch that Jabberwock or meet a sorry fate. Inside the cave, that gruesome bird confronted him once more. The mountaineer had seven fits and fell to the floor. He offered up a hasty prayer and murmured, "It's the end." But seven Jabberwocky heads said, "Can't we please be friends? We'll brilly, ginder, slithy, toesome, gyre, and gimble in the wave. We'll mimsy in the border groves and the mommy rest out grave. Hoop, fragis, day, kalukalay, and from his band to snatch." The mountaineer said, "You mean we're pals?" And seven heads said, "Natch." The mountaineer just shook his head. He couldn't trust his ears. The Jabberwocky's seven pairs of eyes were filled with tears. The ugly bird broke down and sobbed, "A witch made me like this. And Jabberwocky I must be until a man I kiss." The mountaineer could not resist that bird's unhappy plea. He bravely puckered up his lips and said, "You'll soon be free." He kissed and seven heads became just one of golden curls. The ugly Jabberwock was then the prettiest of girls. They brillied into slithy toes and gyred and gimbled in the wave. They mimsied in the border groves and the mommy rats out grave. Oh, frabjous day, kalukalay, and from your bandersnatch. That couple now have seven kids. And that is quite a bag.
But, Harris, you promised to get the movie of Cinderella. I'm not going to let you people act it out.
But, Mr. Scott, we got a part in the play for you.
I don't care if you have a... You got a part for me?
Sure, Scotty, you play my stepfather.
Well, don't stand there, Mrs. Harris. Set the scene.
All right. Quiet down now, children. Quiet, please. Quiet. Quiet. We have a treat for you, children. We're going to enact our version of Cinderella. Mr. Harris plays Cinderella. And as the scene opens, we find him on his knees in front of the fireplace, scrubbing the floor.
Whoa, it's me. Scrubbing the floor is so rough on my hands. I wish they'd give me a brush. My stepfather makes me do all the work, and all he does is yell at me, and beat me, and kick me. Sometimes I get the impression he doesn't like me. Oh, here comes stepfather now. Hello, stepdaddy dear.
Shut up.
Gee, he talked to me. I think he's beginning to like me.
Where are your stepbrothers, Francis and William?
They're in...
Shut up! Francis, William, where are you?
Here we are. Hello, Father.
Hello, son.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello... Oh. This one I will not call son. Blasphemy.
Father, I shall need money for a new dress suit for the ball at the palace tonight.
Certainly, son. Anything your heart desires. And Francis? Francis? Is there anything you'd like?
Just a little better reading on your part.
And you, stepson, I'm in a generous mood, so if there's anything you want, just name it.
Well, I...
Shut up!
Fine part I got. Every time I open my mouth, he says, shut up! So mean to me. All I ever get around here is leftovers. Food, clothes, it's always leftovers.
Shut up! Oh, I'm so excited, Father. When I get to the ball tonight, I'm going to ask the Princess Alice for her hand.
I'm going to ask for her heart.
At last, I get some good leftovers. Can I go to the ball tonight? You guys are a little late getting that last joke, ain't you?
You can't go anywhere. You're just an ugly duckling. Now, get back to your work. Now, come on, boys. Let's prepare for the ball. As for you, Cinderella...
I know. Shut up. They all call me an ugly duckling now, but they'll change their tune when I grow up to be a wild goose. Gee whiz, if I only had pretty clothes and a coach to take me to the ball. Oh, isn't there somebody who can help me? Oh. Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother, Mac.
This is a fairy godmother. Fairy godmother, I want to go to the ball tonight, but I have nothing to wear.
You've come to the right guy, Wonga. What kind of outfit do you want?
Well, I'll need a tuxedo, new shoes, and a coat.
Okay, I'll put the double whammy on you. Bend over and I'll tap this with my magic wand. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. A tux and shoes for this here schmo.
I'll be darned. He did it. Oh, gee, look at my suit. It's beautiful. And look at my slippers. They're made of glass.
Of course. Now get going.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
What a feat.
All right. I can't stand. It's a wise fairy godmother.
Hold still and I'll give you another pair. There. Now get going and remember you'll have to be back at the stroke of midnight.
Why?
That's when the wrinkle on the tuxedo is up. Otherwise, your friendly fairy godmother. tuxedo shop will charge you for another day. Have a good time, Mac.
Oh, you danced divinely, Princess Alice.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. We've been dancing for hours, but I don't know who you are. What's your name?
Cinderella. But my father calls me Shad Up.
I beg your pardon.
I said Shad Up.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't ask you nothing.
Then why did you tell me to shut up?
That's my name.
What's your name?
Shut up.
Hey, shut up yourself.
At last she called me by my name.
You're the most fascinating man I ever met, and I want you to marry me.
Oh, but I can't, Princess Charming. I can't. Don't you see, I'm a poor man. I haven't any money. I'm broke.
I'm loaded.
I know, I read it in Winchell's column.
Fine thing when you have to tell him before your own husband. It's community property, you know. Ah, Princess, I would like to tell you just how wonderful you are. How much... Hark. The chimes are striking midnight. I must flee. Goodbye, fair princess. I must away.
But Cinderella, don't go. Wait. He's gone. Now I'll never know who... What's this? He dropped his slipper. I shall search the kingdom until I find the dainty foot that fits. This 13 triple E. Oh, I've searched every house in the kingdom, but with no success. This is the last place.
And try the slipper on my foot, Princess.
Very well. No, it doesn't fit. Now may I try it on you, sir?
Yeah, if you want to.
There. Why, the shoe fits you.
Yeah. I don't like the style. You have the same thing in an open-toe pump with high heels?
But I tell you, it fits.
Don't high pressure me. I saw something in I. Miller's I like better.
Wait. Wait, it's too big for you two.
Yeah. Now try it on me, Princess.
Very well. Sorry, doesn't fit. Your foot is much too small.
But how can that be? I've always had the biggest feet in the kingdom.
Now try it on me, Princess.
Oh, you're much too small to fit this slipper, but I'll try it. Why, it fits!
Well, how come it fit me last night and this morning it fits him?
Simple. While yous was asleep, I changed feet with yous. Come, Princess, let us away to your palace and count your money.
Now, wait a minute, fairy godmother, you can't...
Shut up! Oh.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.
From April 16th, 1950. In it, you heard Phil sing the tune, Beware the Jabberwock, all about a character in a nonsense poem penned by Alice Through the Looking Glass creator Lewis Carroll. Well, that song was planned for use in Disney's 1951 animated version of Alice in Wonderland, but it ended up on the cutting room floor. The trivia question at the end of this show will be about that song. But that's later on, because up next on Win Radio Was, Phil Harris returns, this time, though, as a cast member on the Jack Benny program. It begins right after this.
MusicRewind.com guarantees you'll be on your feet listening to You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. A
a 3-CD collection featuring The Shadows, Link Ray, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Dwayne Eddy, Sandy Nelson, The Ventures, and many more. Order You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $19.98. Get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Rewind77. Get your toes tapping and your feet moving with You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Order now to save on shipping with promo code Rewind77. This 3-CD set of amazing instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code Rewind77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and Now Jack and the Gang. I believe it actually begins with a little archery practice in Benny's Beverly Hills backyard. And wait till you hear the cartoon-style sound effects lending the proper atmosphere to the bow and arrow demonstration as we head back to April 15th of 1951.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack Benny's house in Beverly Hills. On this beautiful day, we find Jack and the gang in the backyard practicing archery.
Do I hold the bow like this, Jack?
Yes, Mary. Now pull the string all the way back. That's it. Now take aim. Let go. Hey, that was pretty good, Mary. Not bad. You know, you only missed the bullseye by 3 inches.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Liv.
Now it's my turn. Stand back a little, Mary. You too, Phil. Watch me hit the bullseye. Here I go. Who moved the target?
Nobody move them, target chief. You just stink them.
Oh, stop. Now, hand me another arrow, Mary.
Here you are.
Now, stand aside, everybody. Here I go. Ow! Ow!
Hey, what happened?
The arrow fell out and he got his head caught in the bow.
Well, if you kid would stop bothering me, I can hit that target at 100 yards. I'm an expert marksman.
Some marksman. You have to put a bomb sight on your finger to dial a phone.
Bomb sight. Yeah. Now, if you'll cut out the talking, I'll show you that I can do it. Ready? Aim?
Good luck, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, be quiet. Now, everybody, be quiet.
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 Yeah. Ready? Aim.
Quiet!
Dennis, please. Now, if everybody will shut up, I'll show you. Phil, get away from in front of that target.
What, and get hit?
Now, don't be funny and stand aside. Ready? Aim.
Oh, Mr. Benny, would you let Mary hold your bow and arrow for a minute?
What for?
I want to bend over and tie my shoelace.
Now, don't worry. I'm not aiming at you. Now, stand back, everybody, and give me room. Ready? Aim.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
little Johnson.
Hi, Don. Nothing but interruptions. I'm trying to get a bullseye.
You couldn't get a bullseye if you were Elsie the cow.
Well, that's a clever remark. I didn't know they sold jokes in bottles.
Yeah, you can get them in a pinch.
Now cut that! And since you're such a wise guy, Phil, I'll bet you a dime that I can take this bow and arrow and shoot an apple off Don Wilson's head. Now put up or shut up.
Hey, wait a minute! Okay, Jackson, it's a bet. Now just a second!
Here's my dime.
Here's my dime.
Okay. Here, Mary, you hold the money.
Gee, and I'm not even bonded.
Just hold it. Now, Don, take this apple.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I'm not going to stand here with an apple on my head and take the chance.
Don, Phil and I are betting. What have you got to lose? Huh?
It's too dangerous. I'm not going to do it.
Don, have you read your contract? On page 12, volume 6, paragraph 3, is the apple shooting clause. Which also includes tasting my food when I go to NBC banquets. Now, Don, put that apple on your head and go stand by that tree.
Oh, all right.
Now, watch this, Phil. Ready, aim. Don, would you mind turning that apple around a little?
Why?
There's a worm peeking out at me. It makes me nervous. I think he's peeking on a worm. You can't tell one end from the other.
They had the same trouble with me when I was born.
Did not.
Then why did the doctor slap my face?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm sure he had a good reason. Now, quiet, everybody. And, Don, stand perfectly still so the apple won't fall off your head.
Jack, I'm not going to stand
here. Put that apple back on.
Oh, all right.
And put it in the middle of your head. Don't try to look sporty. Watch this, kids. Ready? Aim. What happened?
The arrow went right through a window in your house.
Oh, my goodness. Rochester! Rochester, where are you?
I'm in here, boss, in the den.
Well, thank heaven. Well, I'm calling you. Why don't you come out?
I can't. I'm pinned to the wall.
The wall. Rochester.
Oh, that's all right, boss. It only went through my sleeve.
Oh, then let me... Wait a minute. Why have you got the phone in your hand?
When I saw the arrow coming, I dialed for his lawn.
Oh, stop. Now hold still, Rochester, while I pull the arrow out of the wall.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim